and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 266.
Hi, hi, hi.
That is Jason A. Stryker. My name is Christopher Riccio, and we are also joined by Mr. Jeff Chorney.
What up, guys?
Glenn was going to join us, but he had to bail at the last minute. I didn't even catch the reason why.
I don't even care why anymore.
He doesn't love us, man. But, so today we're going to be doing some Indus questions and emails later on. Before that, we're going to do distractions and some news. And then afterwards, we'll do new releases and a new question of the week. Before that, Jason, what's up, dude?
Not too much. Keeping busy at work. Today was a pretty damn productive day. Felt good.
That's good.
I was head down, just editing like all day. And then we did a little recording at the end of it.
That's cool. Sometimes that's good.
You guys, you know, should maybe check out some of my recordings sometimes. I'm just saying.
How do you know we don't?
DeadGameInformer.com. We've been doing this ongoing series called Dan Reichert versus Mike Tyson. He's never beat Mike Tyson in Punch Out.
Okay. Oh, I haven't either. So
he's terrible, absolutely fucking dog ass like, terrible.
Does he get hit by the first uppercut every time?
Yeah. Oh man. Because he'll anticipate an uppercut coming and he'll go
dodge.
Shit. Because he knows that his reflex is kicking in. So it's him saying shit and then dodging before he even punches. And then he comes back from the dodge and gets punched like almost every time.
You dodged even flashed. What are you doing?
We've put up 2 hour long episodes so far.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Has he at least hit him?
Oh yeah. Oh, definitely has. But, he hasn't come real close to beating him yet.
What's the code? 007373.
6354 or something. I don't know. Granted, I have seen it like 100,000 times during this recording, but
yeah. I remember the first two parts, those last four numbers though. It's like 5963 or something like that. I don't know.
That's it. Other than that, we've been recording this shitty game called Blue Stinger. We do something called Yeah. Super Replay is where we play through the entire game in hour-long chunks, and this game's been getting better and better.
In
a bad way. Yeah.
And I found out that they have like this weird Japanese soundtrack to it, where it's got these Hassy girls. Hassy is like a drink found inside the game.
Okay.
It's just amazing. You really should.
I played it way back in the day on Dreamcast. I can't really remember it though.
I thought like it was good on Dreamcast once.
You what?
I thought it was good when it came out on Dreamcast.
I'm pretty sure it got decent reviews back in the day. But
I can't say that it's aged very well.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
Especially the camera. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that game's pretty rough. But yeah, I've been having a lot of fun recording stuff like that. Just kind of
that's cool.
Off the beaten path stuff.
All right.
Very cool.
Good stuff.
Is any of it live?
Yep. Yeah, we've got 8 episodes of Blue Stinger up and 2 episodes of... Reichert versus Tyson.
No, I mean, is it like when you do them, are they like live? Can you watch them live with everyone on?
Not yet.
Okay.
Working on that. We have the capability. We just need to convince the right person to let us do that.
Gotcha.
Cool. Yeah, I'd watch that live. That'd be fun.
That would be fun. We, never mind.
I can't talk about that right
now.
Yeah. Cool. All right, Jeff, what's up?
Hey, not much. Got tomorrow off, which is awesome. But it's not tomorrow off in the good way. Well, a day off's always good, but I have to get up early, so that kind of sucks. So it's not like I get an extra night of it or anything, yeah.
Yeah.
Just kind of looking forward to it. Yeah, you know, this is not going to be that bad if we stay up late and play Street Fighter and have a few drinks. And I was like, oh, shit, I can't this Thursday because I got to get up early Friday.
There goes my night.
So I was like, fuck. But, last week was good. Tanya had her Christmas party at, for work last Saturday. So they did it in January for some reason. That was fun. It was,
An open bar?
It was an open bar, yes.
All right.
Free food, free drinks, gambling. Not real gambling though, because it's illegal unless you're in a casino. So it was just basically like they had poker tables set up and blackjack tables, like dealers and stuff like that. And you basically played for fake money, and then you traded in the fake money for raffle tickets to win stuff. Didn't win anything, though. But I did do really well in poker. And then didn't do really well the rest of the night, because I was basically up to like 5 o'clock in the morning, just being stupid on Twitter and Facebook.
So your normal night.
Pretty much. It's my normal night.
You're trying to set up Street Fighter games at like 3 a.m. your time. Yeah. I'm like, Jeff, just go to bed, man.
I think we got in. I wouldn't say
early. Don't you have to work in the morning?
The what?
No, 3 a.m. No. Don't you have to work in the morning?
Oh, gotcha. No, we got home relatively kind of early-ish. Might have been like 1:30. I was like, hey, maybe there's still gonna be people up to be Street Fighter, and then you get into a conversation on Twitter or something, and it just goes on forever. And then, yeah, talking to shit. It's what it is the open bar and mixing liquor with beer. That's what always does it to me. Like, if I just stick one or the other, it's not that bad. But yeah, both of them, no. I should lock up all that kind of stuff and be like, no, just go to bed, or eat something, or play video games by yourself. Don't bug people. But it was fun.
We're getting too old for this shit.
Exactly. I was hurting for like 2 days afterwards. I was like, ugh.
Speaking of getting old. Sorry.
Yeah. Someone's birthday soon.
Yeah.
Who's that?
No, Jason, is it yours? Is yours coming up soon?
Mine's kind of coming up.
Well, mine is
a couple months yet.
Okay. Mine was a couple weeks ago, so it can't be mine. Could be Glenn's. Glenn's might be coming up.
Huh.
Yeah, he's going to turn 30, right?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Eventually. Youngin.
I have no idea whose birthday. I'm sure it's someone's birthday soon.
It's probably not.
No, probably not. Moving on.
It's not Chris's, is it?
Oh my God, it's my birthday.
Oh my God. Happy birthday on, it's release day is your birthday, right?
Yeah, Monday. Monday's birthday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
There you go.
That should be fun. I'm going to take care of my kids. That's going to be great. No, I'm having friends over on Sunday, so that should be cool. But, I'm sorry.
Were you having friends over on Sunday?
I wasn't trying to interrupt you.
No, I'm done.
It's my birthday. Yeah.
It's my birthday. But nothing really is going on this end. I mean, it's work, it's family, and then there's this weekend. So we'll see how this weekend goes, and that's about it. So let's talk about games.
Yeah.
Games. Lots of them.
Ooh.
Who's first?
I take it I'm going first.
Go for it.
Keeping with the rotation. I haven't been playing a terrible amount of games. A lot of Torchlight, actually. Torchlight 2.
Yeah!
Torchlight 2.
Yeah. I'm trying to catch up with Chris. You're at like level 38 or something?
Yeah. 36?
We might be ready to party because I think I hit like 35 since we last talked.
Let's do that shit.
I am all about that. Because yeah, that game is fun as hell. And I still claim that they did Diablo better than Blizzard did.
I think they did too.
Except for the narrative. Like, I've gone through, I don't know how many missions, side missions and whatnot, and I still have no idea what's going on with the story.
That's true.
Meh.
The narrative in Diablo was throwaway anyway. It's like, oh, go kill Diablo.
Yeah,
that's about it.
It really kind of was, but there were a lot of moments that stood out. Like, we could probably, recant, the happenings of Diablo 3.
Yeah, I couldn't do that
just right now. But in Torchlight, I can't. I have no idea. But I don't care because it's so fun. I'm having a great time.
What class are you using?
Engineer, actually, which is atypical of the classes that I normally take. So just straight up melee.
Okay.
But yeah, I love being able to pick and choose from different trees, and yeah, everything's working out great.
Very cool.
It's providing a lot of fun. Eagerly anticipating, I think 12 hours from now, I will finally be able to play Devil May Cry.
Finally?
On PC.
For some reason, I thought that was this Tuesday. Out. That's why I was asking if you guys got a chance to play it yet, but I didn't realize it was next Tuesday.
Yeah. It's not a midnight thing. They're like doing it at like 8 a.m. or something like that.
Yeah, that's weird.
That hurts. I thought I was going to get off the show tonight and go play Devil May Cry.
Well, apparently not.
Nope, not happening.
That sucks.
In the meantime, I'll probably queue up PlayStation All-Stars, which I've been playing a little bit of as well.
I played a little bit of that. Played with Glenn the other day online.
Really?
Yeah. It was a last minute thing.
You played on PS3, I'm guessing, and he on the Vita?
Yeah, he was on the Vita. Yeah.
How well did it work out?
It was fine. Besides figuring out how to get each other and the games like that, after we figured all that out, it ran smoothly. Decent connection, no lag.
Mm-hmm.
We only played about five matches or so, maybe.
Not bad. I still want to get all three of us going.
Oh, yeah. God, yeah.
Which you get the four of us going.
You got to hear Chris just go crazy, laughing his ass off.
Yeah, I was in rare form when we were at Battle and Brew that one night. I was losing it. I was losing it. Cause, and the worst was when Jason was using Fat Princess, and he would do the super move, and in the middle of the super move, he'd just go, cake! And it just...
Or when one of us would get the fish. And like,
take it, Chris take got the fish.
And would slap somebody. And it's like almost like an invincible like armor move.
It's like a bat.
Yeah. Yeah.
The fish is the bat from Smash Brothers.
Chris would just die. It was the funniest thing in the world to him.
Yeah.
I don't know why it was so funny. It was just so funny. Yeah,
it's fun with two people, but I can see it being way better with four.
Oh man, just the three of us playing it was just awesome.
Yeah. Or even three, yeah. Because like we did one on one a few times, and we put in like a AI, like we just beat up on Fat Princess and stuff. But
see, and it was I don't also know how that could be any fun. I mean, well, not as fun as like a four player thing. I've never played with bots. I don't know. I've only played with real people. So
yeah, the bots are just fun to just add something else, other element to it. That's all. I would never go in there and play against like, hey, let's have just two of us play and have two bots near the entire time, just because we're just like, yeah, strike the one bot.
Joe, Jeff, you and me, teams versus bots.
Yeah, exactly, against the bots. Let's go.
Let's go.
Yeah, no.
That would be fun. Let's see what else I've been playing. I haven't been playing so much as watching a lot of Ni No Kuni.
Oh, yeah, because Lisa got it, right?
Well, she didn't... I borrowed a copy from work because... the girl's been waiting for this game, you know, since she first heard about it. So.
Yeah, well, I mean, she's huge into Studio Ghibli, right?
Yep. And, she's been wanting to get into, like, a JRPG anyway, and this is, like, a great entry point, I think, for her.
Yeah. Judging from her Twitter responses, she's, like, 28 hours into it. I'm like, holy God, woman.
For her, that's a lot. So.
Yeah.
She's, mostly been loving it. She's got a few niggling things, you know, but that's expected. I guess. Mm-hmm. I probably have more niggling things just because maybe I'm just like a third party outside eye that's picking up on this a little bit more than she is, but I don't know. I'm not super impressed with the game. The visual style obviously is gorgeous, beautiful. Mm-hmm. I'm still like in awe, you know, during certain sequences. But for the most part, the combat is, I don't want to pick on it too much because I actually haven't played too much of it, maybe an hour or two.
The combat is very much like a cross between Tails and Pokemon, and I haven't gotten the extra character yet, but I know that Chance was mentioning...
that's at the beginning, like in the first 4 hours. Come on.
No, it's not. The actual party member isn't. But Chance was saying that it kind of works where you control what the other person does, and you can switch over, and that kind of reminds me of the way Rogue Galaxy worked. I haven't gotten to that point yet, so I'm not sure if that's how it works or not.
Not quite.
No?
Yeah. Okay. No, not quite. So they're pretty much autonomous. You can set like AI templates, but they're not very smart.
But can't you pull up like commands for them? And
yeah,
like...
you can switch to them, but it's not like an immediate on the fly, you know, if the timer's, you know, ticking down or something like that. I don't know. There's lots of little frustrating things like that.
Okay. Well,
but
I guess I'll find out soon enough.
Yeah, you'll experience it, and there's like weird difficulty spikes and.
That I have heard. That was one of the things. Like every time you enter a new area, the difficulty spikes. Pretty.
Yeah,
big.
One hit kills in a game like this. Especially with you know something like a death penalty and. A little frustrating.
There's a death penalty in it.
There's a death penalty. You lose gold. I mean, it's not a huge deal, but early on in the game, it hurts a lot.
Dumb.
So.
Yeah.
Kind of forces you. Lisa's been like saving after every battle just in case, because you never know.
Tell her to do some of those side quests, because apparently they open up some really good stuff.
She does not leave an area until she's got everything. Yeah, until she gets the entire merit badge card thing filled out.
Yeah.
She's a stickler for that. So.
That's cool. Yeah, that's kind of what I'm going to be doing too. So.
Good.
I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, overall, I mean. I've heard a lot from the girl at work who reviewed it as well. We've been talking about it back and forth. She's been super scared about the reaction she'd get because she gave it a 7, right? And everybody pretty much across the board has been giving it like, you know, really high 8s.
And 9s.
8s and 9s and stuff. Yeah. She felt a little bit better today because Phil Kohler gave it a 6.5, I think.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, he was not impressed with it either, but...
Huh.
But yeah, she's happy that there's somebody else to take the heat because those were like the two lowest scores across the board. So,
well, Chris, yeah, there's like three reviews below 8, and then there's like 40 reviews above it. It's crazy.
Yeah. But yeah, that's about it for me. I suppose we'll touch.
Chris, do you have anything to add to Ni No Kuni or no?
Yeah,
I really don't. I'm really not far enough into it. I will say that one of the big things that about the demo. was that the demo, like the first thing you do in the demo is they throw you into the battle with the first guardian, mm-hmm. and they throw you right into it. I will say that when I got to that point playing the actual game, it was significantly easier because I knew what was going on. The demo does not, you know, people, if you're going out and trying the demo, it's not really, they don't really give you the information you need to be as effective in combat as you can be.
Oh, weird. I can think of another demo that doesn't do that.
Me too. I'm sure we'll get to that in a little bit. So, but yeah, that's it. That's it on Ni No Kuni for me. We can move on.
Cool.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Oh, you done, Jason?
Yeah, I got nothing, man. Oh, wait, news. Mad Dog McCree has been released. From PlayStation Network.
Is it move compatible?
It's is move compatible.
Oh, bought.
I may have jumped the gun just because it was up on my screen. That's not really distractions, but I'm distracted by it right now.
We should have saved this for news. I remember playing the shit of that on Sega CD.
We should have saved it for news. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Well, Sega CD, fuck that. 3DO, man.
Yeah. 3DO. That shit was almost HD on 3DO.
That shit was arcade perfect on 3DO.
Dude, Sega CD was terrible. It was like even like full motion wasn't even full screen motion. I remember it was always like a smaller screen, all grainy.
Yeah.
Oh man, speaking of that, you guys remember Sonic CD, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
This is a real quick aside. I loved Sonic CD because of the intro, right? You know, the Sonic Boom or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But the, you know, they had the animated intro, but it was like three quarters of that screen. Okay. I just found out that there's a GameCube collection of old Sonic games, and Sonic CD is on it, and they actually up-resed the animation to make it like full 4x3, like full screen shit, and it looks great.
Nice.
I wonder if that's on the Xbox Live and PSN versions too.
I wonder that as well. Now I'm like tempted to get that just so I can listen to that song over and over.
Actually, wasn't
the
that free on for PS Plus at one point? I might have it.
No idea.
Oh really?
Yeah.
No clue.
I'll have to log into Chris's account again.
Oops.
Yeah, I'll give it a shot and let you know.
All right, that was my quick aside.
Nice. Played some more of on the Vita.
I haven't tried that one yet.
It would be Uncharted.
Oh, okay.
Still plugging away. I do have another gripe with that game I never mentioned before. I hate the fact that during cutscenes you can tap on stupid shiny things. Hate that.
Oh, the treasures during cutscenes? Yeah. That's stupid.
It's so distracting.
It's stupid.
Yeah, and if I see one at like the last second and then it cuts away and I can't see, I'm like, what the fuck? And I'm like, am I going to have a chance to see that again? Just don't put those in the game for the next one, guys.
I 100% agree. Yeah, I think they're stupid. Just retarded.
Still plugging away at Forza Horizon.
Nice.
Still love it. I beat Devil May Cry. DMC. Can say without a doubt it's my favorite Devil May Cry game ever.
See, I am hearing that from multiple people. And then on the other side of the coin, I am hearing so many people that just won't play it. It's like,
that's the thing.
Why
yeah.
are you being so, you know, stubborn about this? It's like, okay, Ninja Theory made it. You may or may not like their track record. Most people don't. Mm-hmm. But everyone is saying this game is good. Just fucking play it.
Yeah.
You know, who cares what Dante looks like? Just fucking play it.
And a lot of people are judging the writing by the demo, and that's such a bad example of how the rest
from
of the
from what
game
I heard, the
written.
Story's great outside of the ending.
The story's very predictable. The ending is totally predictable, and it's an okay story. It's the writing, I think, is actually it's the opposite. I think the writing is actually really, really well done. Like, the part in the demo when he's all like, I'm cooler than shit, and I'm a badass, that's early.
Yeah.
And then there's actually development. He gets more serious as the game goes along, and as he realizes that, like, what his responsibilities are and what's actually happening.
Yeah.
He tones that down a lot, especially when talking to the other main characters. Like, he's still going to throw out some one-liners here or there towards, like, a boss character or something that kind of gets you going, like, oh, of course. But, I mean, it's Devil May Cry. You got to expect that shit.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's not like he didn't do that in the other games either.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
And, yeah. And a lot of stuff he says that people will seem to bitch about or stuff that, like, you, I, or Jason would say to each other. Like, there's one part, like, without spoilers, you and Virgil are trying to get into some, basically some kind of like lair thing. And he goes one way, you go the other way. And you meet up, and then Virgil goes, hey, you made it. And then Dante goes, oh, it's because I'm smarter than you. And then Virgil goes, well, I'm stronger than you. And then Dante goes, well, I'm better looking than you. And then they start talking for a little bit more. And as they're walking out of, like, the cutscene, and Dante goes, oh, yeah, and I also have a bigger dick than you. And, like, that was, I laughed at that. I'm like, that is something, like, we would say to each other, something, like, stupid. And it was delivered so well, because it was, like, after the fact they had this whole banter, then he says that, oh, yeah, and my dick's bigger than yours. And it's just like that. That is, like, it's not super cheesy jokes. It's shit that you could, you know, hear people saying to each other. And yeah. And he's really down to earth. He's the most human Dante in of all of them. Like, he actually shows emotion. Other than, like, let's put it this way, we all bitch about, like, Kratos, and I wouldn't compare Kratos with old Dante. There's a lot less rage, but there's still, like, that over-the-top, like, edgy, like, stylish characters, and this Dante is not. I really don't think he's like that at all.
Oh, really?
I actually really, really like him in this. Like, he's a likable character, and not in the just because he's badass sort of way. He's actually, like, got a lot of likable moments.
That's cool.
The only thing I can really, like, nitpick, the last couple of chapters, I think, are kind of weak. And the reason I say that is because that's kind of when they kind of go back to old Devil May Cry design choices. Like, there's really not any puzzles in the game. And you know how Devil May Cry's have had, like, they're kind of like Resident Evil type puzzles, or you're backtracking through levels, like, to get a key, to find the door, go into the door, whatever. You'll be in, like, the same area for a while. Like, this game is really, levels are A to B. Like, they're just basically level-based, and there's one of the chapters towards the end, it does have the one puzzle, but that was my problem. My problem was it was just predictable. It was
that, like, that sounds Ninja Theory to me.
Yeah, you find a spot, a switch, you hit it, and then you know you're gonna fight a wave of enemies. Go down another tunnel, do the same thing, you're gonna fight a wave. And that's the only time in this game that really I was like, okay, predicting, like, everything in the level was gonna happen. But, yeah, it was good. I really, really, really freaking liked it. And, yeah. The only thing that might be kind of hard for some people is there's a lot of weapons in the game, and you can change to them all of them on the fly in combos. Just try to focus on, like, three weapons, and then get some combos down with those three, like, master that, then try to work in the other weapons here or there. And I think you'll enjoy the game more, instead of just trying to, like, because the whole holding down left trigger, right trigger can get confusing every once in a while.
Yeah, I noticed that in the demo. I'm like, well, this is way deeper than I thought it was going to be. Okay.
But that too is very Ninja Theory because of that's how Heavenly Sword was.
Yeah, but Heavenly Sword is a lot more.
Yeah, Heavenly Sword worked that way.
Heavenly Sword had like two stances or whatever.
Yeah, it was the three stances.
It had three
hours of that game just like mashing one.
It had the right left and right trigger where you can switch stances in the middle of a combo. It was very similar that way.
This is like that, but there's also like when you're hitting X to shoot. When you hold down one of the triggers, you either do the grapple hook that pulls you towards something or the grapple hook that
pulls something towards you.
Something towards you that gets confusing. Then it's like you hit left, right, up, down, whatever on the D-pad. That changes the two different kind of angel weapons, the two demon weapons, and the three different types of guns you get. So it's really it's awesome. And you can like really like once you get some combos down, you can really be like, hey, I'm going to try just, you know, hitting up twice near to pull out this gun. You can do some pretty crazy shit. Like it's very, very, very combo friendly. Like almost anything you can think of will work. You just got to be fast enough to do it.
Okay, I'm sold. I'll play it.
I'm sure you need to twist your arm.
that really, really needed a lot of convincing there, right?
Yeah. I'm going to play it again on harder difficulty. And,
cool. Have you, Dante.
Yeah. See what happens. Because, I mean, I think this might be my favorite game of the genre, I think. It might dethrone Bayonetta. So we'll see after I play through it again.
Wow. Okay.
See how I feel. Cool. Yeah, I think it's like every single thing in this game. Like, I feel it caters to me. It's like they were like, we're gonna show this Jeff guy wrong. So when they first announced it wasn't the character design that pissed me off. It was the fact that it was Ninja Theory doing it. And when I saw that first gameplay video, I was kind of like, that looks very choppy. But they nailed it. Oh, I love it so much.
Sweet.
So goods. What else did I play? I played a game called Warframe. Captain Harlock actually recommended this to me.
Did you play what now?
Yeah, this is in beta right now, right?
Yeah, it's in like a closed beta, but it's pretty open. Like, this you can looks, pretty much go to the site and...
What is it called again?
Kind of cool.
Warframe?
Warframe.
Warframe. I think you might like it. It's kind of... It's hard to explain. You're basically space ninjas. That's the first thing, which is awesome.
Sold!
Basically, you're space ninjas.
You're space ninjas. So you have guns, and you have a big-ass fucking katana. Mm-hmm. And it's third person. And co-op, it's not competitive, well, yet anyway, so you play through co-op. I think it's up to 4 players co-op. And you basically go through levels and collect loot that upgrade your weapons and your abilities. So in that way, it's kind of like a PSO kind of sort of way, because there's like melee and guns and stuff like that. But it's really, It's made by Digital Extremes, the guys who made Dark Sector and the BioShock 2 multiplayer and BioShock 1 for PS3. I can't remember what their latest. I think that might have been their last game. I think, but it's pretty cool. It's free. I'm trying to think, Chris, if you'd. I think you would enjoy it because it's not like super crazy shooting.
Okay.
It's more like kind of like dice rolls, but like headshots will do more damage.
Well, I mean, keep in mind that I really like Far Cry. So, I mean,
this is nothing like Far Cry.
Far Cry and, well, I mean, the shooting in Far Cry, the shooting in Borderlands.
Okay, you know. Gotcha. For a free-to-play game, I think it's done really well. Like, I don't really play too much free-to-play stuff, but Harlock convinced really me to good. Play it. Sorry?
That's pretty. It's pretty.
It looking. Is. It looks really nice. And you don't need, like, a crazy system to run it either. It's smooth. Do some cool shit. There's a couple little weird things here and there, because, of course, it is in beta. Some, like, weird glitches and stuff, but it's fun. You can hack dudes in half and shit, and like these robot type things, and you're basically going through levels and levels just to find shit to upgrade your stuff. So it's kind of like a, what did we call it? Because we're trying to explain it. Like, I was like, how am I going to explain this on this freaking show? Because it's PSO, but you're space ninjas, kind of. And okay. Yeah.
Are there any sort of classes available, or I mean, how do you differentiate?
Yeah, you basically have a choice when you first start playing. Choose between three different frames is what they're called. So it's basically mm-hmm. what your guy looks like. One guy is like better with like melee, one guy's like better with like ranged weapons, that kind of thing. And then as you gain points, you can buy new ones or you can buy them with cash. So it's basically up to you, right? So it's like, I'm not sure how much they cost, but you can either trade in silver that you get through the game by getting a whole bunch of points mm-hmm. or buy them. And there's like a stealth class. Like, I'm not sure if they actually have names. Like, every one of the frames have names to them. But they're not like, this is a medic, this is like an engineer. It's just more like, you read the description, be like, oh, okay, I feel like playing that kind of thing.
Yeah, sure.
And you get 4 revives a day. So basically you can play the game as much as you want, but if you die 3 times in one day, you gotta wait till the next day and you'll get your 4 lives back. Of course.
I assume you can buy, like,
yeah,
something that'll resurrect you. Okay.
Exactly.
That's interesting. Yeah, okay.
And it's not too hard. Like, we played through quite a few. We played through about, like, a planet. Or about 5 levels, because the only thing is you go to these planets and you gotta do these
missions. We're space ninjas, you know, we took over a planet.
Exactly.
Whatever.
Just kick the shit out of things. And, we only died, I think I died twice, and I think Harlock might have died like once, so it wasn't that bad. But that was about 2 hours of gameplay, maybe.
Okay.
But it's kinda cool. I'm actually gonna play it. I think when I found out it was co-op only, that's what kinda got me, because I was like, I don't wanna play another, like, competitive online shooter thing on
especially
PC.
A free-to-play one, because they're kind of skewed towards a, you know, a pay-to-win.
So check that out. It's Warframe.
I think IGN's giving away free like beta keys.
They
or
are
something
yes
like that. IGN yeah. Prime.
Yep. And you can get it you don't even need the Prime. Is Prime the pay for one?
I think so. I don't know.
Then
I still
you definitely
have that
don't need
for
you definitely don't need Prime then.
Okay.
That's how I got mine. Like, I just went to the Warframe website, and it's like, hey, get a beta key from IGN. I went to the IGN link, and then all I had to do was make an IGN account, which took 2 seconds. Put in your email address, pick your username, and you're done. And they send you the key. Actually, they don't even send it to you. You can check your email. It just kind of pops up. And they just copy and paste that into the Warframe thing, and there you go. You guys, I just said the Dead Space 3 demo.
So good.
It is. I might get it. I wasn't going to get it. This happened with Dead Space 2, if you guys remember when that came out. I had, like, no intention of getting it. Then I played the demo, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to get Dead Space 2.
Get it on a console. Apparently, the PC version is going to be just a straight-up port of
the console.
Consoles. So, like,
oh, really?
No higher res textures or frame rate. Well, there might be a frame rate increase, which might be worth it, but I don't know.
I'd probably get it on 360, just because the co-op and everything. Probably more
I have not played that yet.
Neither have I. I just played through
it. I've not seen any
player.
Of that.
But you can play the demos. It's co-op, so anyone wants to give it a shout, give it a shout. Give it a try.
Give it a shout. There you go.
I'm going to give it a shout.
I want to give it a shout, son. I played the cave trial, too. That was my pick of the week last week.
And how was that?
Yeah. I wanted to like it so much.
Oh, no.
The way they do the single player is so stupid. And the whole idea of the game is there's 7 characters, you pick 3 of them, and you go through this cave solving puzzles. It's a what's it called joint, Ron Gilbert joint. So you know it's gonna be like kind of that quirky humor like Monkey Island.
Yeah, It's a double fine joint. Plus, this is the first time that Ron Gilbert's been, like, kind of reunited with Tim Schafer.
Yeah.
His studio, anyway.
Yeah.
So that's notable, I should say.
Oh, definitely. That's what I think has got a lot of attention. And it is funny, like, even the trial, like, it's got a lot of laugh-out-loud moments. Like, the writing's really well, especially with the cave. The cave basically talks to you while you're playing the game, which is kind of cool. He kind of, like, narrates stuff, and he'll make fun of you depending on what you're doing. Like, even picking the characters, he'd be like, and this is the knight. And then I'll quickly go, he's starting to explain what the knight does, and I'll go to the other person. I'll be like, oh, okay, moving on. And then if you do that a bunch of times, he's like, okay, you're moving way too fast here. Like, it's like, because you're going through all the characters, and that was funny. I'm like, this is actually going to be good. Then I realized that the game makes you control every one of those three characters individually. So, not like Trine, where you're controlling one avatar, and then you hit a button to change between the three. This is, if you want to get to A and B, on a part of the map, you have to move one of the characters from A to B, switch to the other character,
move from
A to B, go to the third character, A to B. You gotta figure out if you're at, like, some part of a puzzle, and you realize each character has to do a certain thing with a puzzle. You gotta, like, be like, okay, so he's gotta go up here, go down there, and be like, oh crap, no, he's gotta be down here, and she's gotta be up here, so then you have to move them both, interchange them both, and move them around, and then, when you do the puzzle, most of them, you have to bring them all back to the same place again, and then move them one at a time where you wanna go. And that alone just made me think, yeah, that's too tedious for me. Like,
to expand upon that, they've kind of done away with, like, an inventory system, and everybody just carries one item at one time. So if you're controlling one guy who's got, like, a crowbar, but the crowbar doesn't work on this particular, you know, piece of the puzzle. So you've got to, like, send him somewhere else, make him stay there, and then control another guy to go back up to the place that, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Or if you realize one of the items is where one of the other characters is, and the other character has it, and you gotta, fucking hell, bring them all the way up there. And that just, I don't know, I wanted to like it so much, I don't know why they just didn't do it the Trine way, especially with single player, and just have it so like you can be like, okay, well I know where this guy's gotta be, switch to him, give him like a command, stay here, and then whatever, do it that way, and then have like a callback button where they all come back to you when you're done.
Okay. And that does happen every once in a while. Like if you pass like a major puzzle area,
they have
a little snap back type thing. But
yeah.
I mean, it's not the worst that I've seen, but
it's a little
frustrating. It's only $15, but I think I don't know. I'd feel a lot better paying 10, only if I knew that I had people to play with. I guess.
Well, that's the same thing. I'd probably do the same. And the co-op is still kind of weird because you share one screen, so.
Yeah.
And anyone can take control of that screen.
So if someone's all the way on one side, you can't advance from the other.
Well, no, you can do that. But the problem is, okay, you hit one, I think it's the D-pad or something, and whoever hits the D-pad gets control of the screen. So it'll be centered around that character. So if I'm playing with you two and I have control of the camera, I can walk wherever the hell I want to, but you guys won't be on the screen. You guys will be just standing wherever you are, and you won't see it. On your screen, you'll see what I'm doing. And then I'll get my character in position, then whoever wants to move next would take control of the camera. It would go, the camera would snap back to that character, and then you do your thing, and so on and so forth. Unless all happen to be moving to the same spot.
Yeah, it's really hard to explain.
It's weird.
But,
yeah, it's weird. But I'm gonna give it another chance. I'm gonna see, like, if I can put up with that whole switching thing, then I might give it. I heard it's only like 4 hours. That's not too bad. It's probably 4 hours because you gotta do that.
But, and they give you incentive for multiple playthroughs as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Each character has their own like kind of like puzzle area,
backstory,
storyline. Yeah,
I don't know. It's pretty cool. It's not terrible. It looks really cool. I love the character design and shit.
Are you guys playing it on PC at work or Xbox?
Xbox.
Okay, because I've noticed a lot of choppiness on the Xbox One. Like a lot of
there was some frame rate issues. Yeah, I noticed.
Really weird.
It's also up for like Wii U and PC and shit.
PSN. Yeah. But other than the other demo we played, which I'm sure will take up a bit, Chris, do you want to interject anything that we have not mentioned?
Besides the demo? Like, should I go ahead and do mine and we can do that last?
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Okay. Well, let's see. I played some more FTL. That game is awesome, but it's hard as shit, dude, because it's really a lot of luck of the draw. Because, last week I was talking about how the one time I got to play it, one of the games I played, I got, like, to the last sector and ended up dying in the last sector. I played a couple times this time and I got, like, halfway through and, to sector 4 or 5 and just got killed because I didn't have enough crew members, and I got into a battle where people were beaming onto my ship and I couldn't do anything about it because they were just killing all my guys. So it's really like, are you going to show up at a store where you can recruit more crew members? Do you run into, you know, events where you can get more crew members, that kind of thing? I think the most I've ever had on my crew is 5. And it makes it tough. It's not an easy game. But super cool. And if it sounded at all interesting last week when I talked about it, then, you know, I think you should give it a shot.
$10?
What's that?
Is it $10?
I think it's back up to $10 now. It was $5 when I bought it, but yeah.
And it's on PC, right?
I think, yeah, it's on Steam. Yeah. I think it's only Steam. But, it's really cool. I like it.
It's getting a lot of buzz. I think it's nominated for a ton of shit at, like, the Independent Games Festival.
Yeah.
IGF or whatever.
And that was one of those Kickstarter games, man, that I didn't know about until it was too late. So, it turned out to be really interesting and, very cool little game. So, what else? I played more Walking Dead. I am through episode 3 now.
Nice. What'd you think? That's where
How them feelings doing?
What's that?
How them feelings doing?
Feelings are fine, except for the fact that I feel like I'm not doing anything.
What?
So.
What do you mean? They're not doing anything, not playing a game, or?
Well, I'm not playing a game. I'm playing a TV show that I interact with.
Yeah, pretty much.
But, I don't know. It's like, you know, Jeff, you mentioned that it feels like your decisions carry more weight.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't feel that at all. I don't feel like my decisions carry any weight at all.
Really?
Yeah, because it's like the story is already laid out in front of me. The only thing that I have any control over is who's mad at me now and who dies now and who dies later. Those are literally the only things I have any fucking control over. So it's
those are pretty big things that could control who dies and who doesn't.
Yeah, but it's like it's not even a situation where all of your choices matter. Only the last one matters. It's like I saved I saved Duck in the very beginning. Yeah. And Kenny was super happy with me. Thank you for saving Duck. I appreciate that. Oh my gosh. So I'm going to mark this. All right.
Think about that.
I'm going to mark this. All right. I'm going to mark this as spoilers, just so you guys know. So we're probably going to get a little into some spoilers between episode 1 and 3 of The Walking Dead.
Okay.
So I will label this as spoilers and I will let you guys know on the timestamps when it is no longer spoilers.
And for those who don't look at the timestamps, well then, well, sorry.
Tough shit. Here's some sorry. I'm giving you a warning. It's gonna happen. Alright, so, episode 1, you know, I saved Duck. Alright?
Yeah.
I went after Duck immediately, and Kenny was like, thank you, you know, you're a great person. Episode 2, right?
Yep.
He goes to kill the old guy.
Yeah.
And I try to resuscitate him first.
Yeah.
And he just smashes the dude's head in.
Yeah.
Now I'm the worst person in the world. And not only that, it's like, after that whole scene happens and after you leave the dairy and you're walking back and you know, you go over there and you go over to talk to Kenny and it's like, give us a second. And so I had 3 choices of things that I could say. I could say, you're an asshole, you're an asshole, you're an asshole, or not say anything.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't feel like I had any control over what was going on. I felt like the story was already played out, and all I'm making is minor tweaks. That's all I ever felt with this game. So, I understand it's an awesome, awesome story, and I love the character development, and I love how the characters interact with each other, but it's just frustrating because some of it is very predictable, and some of it is just, they give you the illusion of making stuff happen, and it doesn't really happen. It's all just magic.
But how would you know, though, if you didn't know about subsequent playthroughs or what other people have done? There's, like, no possible way you could possibly know that.
But
what do you think would happen if you didn't save Duck in the first episode?
Right.
From what I understand, you can't not save Duck.
Exactly. So the illusion for you is already broken.
Well, yeah, for that part it is, but I didn't know that when I saved Duck.
Well, no, but now you do.
Now you're
looking at the game for more of like, now I wonder what I'm going to do now, if it's actually going to change anything. Like, when I played through the episodes, I was like, I didn't see any spoilers or nothing, so it was like, I had no idea. And, of course, looking back and people talking about those episodes, now I realize that, yeah, okay, maybe my decisions aren't, like, super, super crazy. It might be more of, like, you're just delaying the inevitable in certain situations. But the illusion at the time was awesome. I thought, why I compared it to Mass Effect. I was like, in Mass Effect, you control certain characters live or die, but then in the subsequent episode, we'll say like Mass Effect 2, any of those characters he had a significant thing or play such a small part in the sequels. Because they got to figure out, okay, now what are we going to do? Now we got to see, like, what's going to happen, how we're going to rewrite them into three. Whereas Walking Dead, if you decide a character dies or lives in that episode, no matter what, the second episode, they're still playing a big-ass part in that story. You just don't know whether or not they were supposed to die at that time or they're just supposed to die later. Or
what.
I don't see how it's different.
In, like, Mass Effect 3 with Morden,
mm-hmm.
like, all the cool shit that he had happen mm-hmm. in Mass Effect 3...
Yeah.
What if he died in, you know, your, you know, Mass Effect 2 playthrough?
I mean,
you would not experience any of that stuff.
Yeah, because you would have some, you know, random other guy that's in there that...
playing as Morden? No.
Exactly.
No, it's not there. It just wouldn't be there,
yeah. Can Morden die in 2? Yes, he can, right?
Morden can die in 2. Yeah, he's one of your crew members, yeah. But no, I mean, isn't Morden replaced by another... Solarian?
He'll probably have another Solarian in there.
But the Solarian, it reduces what you can do. I mean, it's like there's so many things that only Morden would be able to do.
But the experience is vastly different.
Yes, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
The experience is vastly different.
And yes, there's no possible way that they're going to be able to accommodate for, you know...
Everything,
you know.
And the big thing about Mass Effect is that, you know, through each game... I mean, so one of the things that I was very curious about between my Renegade playthrough and my Paragon playthrough was what was going to happen with the Rachni part in part 3. Mm-hmm. And part of me thought, well, they could literally get that and just leave that entire part of the game off. But how ripped off would people feel if they left that entire part of the game off? So, I mean, it's a situation where they did the best they could to satisfy as many people as possible. And I think they handled everything perfectly. Well, not perfectly, but they handled everything very well to where they could satisfy the majority of gamers that played that series. I think.
Agreed. So. And that's why I said, the illusion of Walking Dead seemed more like you're having an immediate impact because anyone you have the ability to save or not save in all the Mass Effect series, the next game, you have no control over. You have control, but they're not in a. You can't have them in a playable party, and they can't. They're not playing an integral part.
That's not necessarily true. In Mass Effect 3, there is a way to save Morden and get him in your party.
Well, yes, there is a way, but I mean, okay, there's an exception. But I mean, Ashley or Caden, they're not playable in 2. They play a very, very small role.
But they are playable in 3.
Exactly, because they make it so that it's impossible to have them dead in the second one because you don't have any control over them. They're just like a minor part of the story. And any of the characters like, why am I going, I'm drawing a blank here, Thane or whatever.
It's a big tangent, isn't it?
It is quite a tangent, yes.
Well, I mean, we're not, it's a topical podcast or conversational. But it's I just feel like it's, they do two different things.
I think what frustrated me more than anything is that, it was either, everything is black and white. In Walking Dead, everything's black and white. It's like I either pick you and he gets pissed, or I pick you and she gets pissed.
And those are all tough choices. And it's less about, I think, the final outcome, you know, as it is like making those tough choices. You've been in those situations where it's like, oh fuck, what do I do?
And here's another one of those in episode 3 when the dude jumps off the bridge. Mm-hmm. And they go back, and the chick goes back and picks them up, and they start running. And you have to choose one of them to get to jump on. And, you know, I'm just sitting here. I'm like, I don't know who the hell to pick. Mm-hmm. You know, that's like, what am I going to do? It's like, I can either choose the injured dude or I can choose the chick. It's like, what am I going to do? All of a sudden, they both jumped in the car and said, is this how you treat your people?
Okay, so what's wrong with that?
But, I mean, it's like, so what's the point?
The point is you're...
It's got to move on.
I understand. It's got to move on. It's just... It feels like...
You're in a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation.
And that's
shitty.
And that's it. It's very shitty. It's all black and white. And, you know, it's black and white.
I don't think it's black and white.
But that's not black and white because then you would have an easy choice.
Yeah.
It is black and white. You choose this person or that person.
It's an A or B. Jeff's absolutely right. Like a black or white, you know, kind of like a good or evil kind of situation.
Oh, that's not what I'm talking about. I mean, when I say black or white, I mean that you have two choices. There's no gray area in the middle. And that's the thing. It's like when it comes to,
you ain't got no time for no gray.
When it comes to when you were trapped in the fridge or whatever the hell that it was in the dairy,
the cooler thing.
It's like, I mean, the sensible thing to me would be, okay, Kenny, grab one of those salt licks and get ready. I'm going to try and resuscitate.
No time.
You know,
just do it.
Yeah, and it's like I don't know, and you know, it frustrates me a little bit.
Yeah,
but you could have picked that though.
No, you can't.
You could totally have Kenny tell him just to kill him.
Yeah, but that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying grab one of the salt licks and get ready. I'm going to try and resuscitate him. If he moves, fucking kill him. If he turns into a zombie, fucking kill him. It's like, give me a chance to bring him back to life first. You know, give the guy a chance to come back.
You know? Okay, now I'm confused because you can choose that and then Kenny just decides to kill him instead. Right? So you're saying that you don't like the choices it gave you because no other games that make it make choices give you an actual, like, they're all preset dialogue choices.
Oh no, yeah, I understand that, but
so I don't see your complaint then. I don't see how that's a negative then.
There's not enough choice. It's either black or white. There's no gray area.
I think a lot of this is perspective. Like Chris is maybe expecting a little more gameplay choices, you know, to have a little bit more control over the final outcome.
And I would have liked
maybe Jeff and I are like considering it like the most badass fucking graphic novel of all time.
Pretty much.
And that's what it is. And I agree with that. I still think I mean, don't get me wrong. I still think this is an incredible story. I think the character development is fantastic. You know, there are some people that are very annoying and I want to kill them, but that's with any game though. So, but you know, I just feel like that, you know, they made a game where your choices are so limited that it just doesn't feel like you have much control. And I think that what really got me is after the incident with Kenny, when you're walking away from the dairy and I could basically walk up to Kenny and I had three different ways that I could call him an asshole and then, or a dot, dot, dot. And that was it.
I think that's the beauty of the game though. And I think that's why I felt like my choices were more meaningful is because they're hard choices. They only give you two for a reason. Because you can't take the easy way out.
Why do I have to call him an asshole three different ways?
Because, Chris, logistically, they cannot plan for absolutely everything. Outcome, yeah. You know, they need to, like, do this completely from A to B to C. Like, if you chose this in episode one, we've got to account for that in episode four and five. You know, and it gets so convoluted and so crazy.
No,
I 100% agree with that. Massive.
That's exactly what's going on in Mass Effect. There's very little difference between
give it a little bit of a break.
No,
and just kind of roll with it.
I am, but what I'm getting at is Mass Effect gives you so much more choice.
But there's no gray area in Mass Effect. It's good or bad. It just give you four different things you can say. There's still not really like a, you're not really even getting any more choice. You're getting more physical choice and yes, I have four different things I could do or say, but that is more black and white, I think. It's more like, I'm going for Paragon, I'm going for Renegade.
Yeah.
And that's it.
I agree.
I guess what I'm getting at is that there is, and a lot of people think they're cop-out choices, but I don't. I think that there's a reason for them to be there. When you have your charisma or your intimidation up high enough, that you have extra options that cause different reactions from people.
Out of curiosity, and I won't spoil this because in case some listeners came back, and there's a big part in part three, in episode three, that's pretty damn emotional. What did you pick? Did you do it, or did you let Kenny take care of it?
I let Kenny take care of it.
You did?
I did, yes.
Oh, you're a jerk.
Yeah.
No, because I'll be honest with you. I thought about that as a father, and I felt like if it was Liam,
don't spoil.
I felt like that I would have to do it.
All right. Well, that's probably
and I will say this though, this is what I said about the predictability. It's like when they left, I knew what was going to happen when they left. You know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about.
When Kasia and Duck left, I knew exactly what was going to happen.
Well, I mean,
So
Do that with like every game. You can't say that you didn't see anything in Mass Effect not coming or anything.
That's true.
I mean, that's just video games or
Don't get me wrong. I think what they have created is incredible. I think it's an emotional story. It's an incredible, you know, I keep saying it, character development. That's probably the biggest thing. But for some reason, it's not hitting home 100% with me. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's still.
I think you're looking behind the curtain too much and not rolling with it enough.
Yeah.
I did that with Heavy Rain and I absolutely hated that fucking game. Cause I tried to break that game. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
I went out of my way to prove that this doesn't even matter. doing this fucking quick time event doesn't even matter. This game is stupid. But yeah, I've come to realize that, you know, it's a little bit more about the experience, I guess. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, this one is definitely about the experience. It's definitely about
the experience. I think we can all agree on, like, you know, the writing and, mm-hmm. you know, just the emotional attachment that we all find ourselves having towards a lot of these characters. And that's like head and shoulders above, you know, most games out there. So it sets a new standard, and you know, we've seen a lot of outlets give this like game of the year, right? Mm-hmm.
It's not for its technical merits.
Yeah, you know, the game is buggy. You know, it's not the best looking. Yada yada yada. But
it's barely a game. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, but yeah, in this medium, it's doing some good stuff.
It is. This should definitely go down as the most interesting story told in 2012.
Yeah.
No arguments here.
I will agree with that. I cannot say I would give this a game of the year award personally. No.
It's in my top 10 for real.
Yeah. I mean, I can see it being in my top 10 for sure.
It might be in my top 5.
There's something about it that was just not doing it for me. I don't know why. But,
I respect that.
But let's see, what else? Okay, so let me mark this time so I can tell people when they can come back. Okay.
I'm not sure if you want to cut out that, because when I asked that question, you kind of went into detail of, not detail, but you basically, you could probably figure out what the whole spoiler was.
We warned people, and I'm putting timestamps. So there you go.
But who looks at timestamps? Okay. I never do.
Hopefully people do when I'm saying that there's going to be a spoiler. Okay. Besides, pretty much every podcast out there has already talked about what happened.
Yeah, I guess.
So, let's see. Did I play anything else? I think that was it.
Are we back yet?
Yeah, we're back. I mean, we never stopped.
Clementine, she turned into the big robot, and she killed all the zombies, but she was dead
right
the whole
face,
time.
Right in the face, man. Right in the face.
Oh. I'm sorry, that was a spoiler.
Can't be applied, actually.
let me think. Actually, Jason, did you finish episode 4 and 5?
I'm not telling.
You're not telling? Okay.
I'm not telling.
Well, I've been doing pretty good about trying to, well, the last 2 weeks anyway, I've been doing pretty good about trying to get that one episode a week, so hopefully I'll have mm-hmm. 4 done next week. Mm-hmm. But I think that's it. Ni No Kuni, and I'm pretty much done. I mean, I played some Torchlight 2. We talked about that already.
I'm gonna download that tonight.
And I think that's it. So let's continue on. Let's move on to some news because we got a few things to talk about.
Metal Gear Rising demo.
Oh right. I'm sorry, we totally missed that.
You guys talk about this. I'm gonna go get another drink.
All right, awesome. Cool.
I haven't really played it, so BRB.
Word. Yeah. I played it. Yesterday morning?
You've played it several times.
I have played it about 7 or 8 times through.
I did not get through the first time.
Yeah. The game...
It doesn't give you a very good idea of how to do shit.
Not at all. And not in the least. It doesn't tell you some like basic things like dodging. A lot of people didn't even know there's a dodge in the game.
I don't feel like there is a proper dodge. I mean, that dodge is so convoluted.
You have to hit 2 buttons, jump and wide attack at the same time, plus the direction you want to dodge.
Right, and it doesn't seem like it does very much. It doesn't seem like it works very well.
It does a lot when you're evading attacks and stuff like that, but it doesn't do the best when you're trying, if there's multiple enemies, because it doesn't seem to be like an invincible dodge like most games. It's like, you can do the dodge animation, but you can get knocked out of it, and that's annoying. But it doesn't even tell you can do that in the demo, so that's one thing against it. It doesn't tell you that using blade mode, when you hit those certain spots on the enemies, that's how you regain health.
Oh.
It doesn't tell you that.
No, I did not know that. I mean, at this point, it's like, I think I tried to turn on blade mode once and I was like, this is kind of useless. You know, it's like, it doesn't really do anything for me. I mean, what am I doing here?
Exactly. Cause it doesn't tell you. It tells you a tutorial how to use blade mode, but it doesn't tell you why you should use blade
mode. And they tell you about like cutting off an arm or something like that, but it's like, he just says that that's what they need. I'm like, I mean, they kind of hint at it, but they kind of hint at it in the dialogue. At the beginning, but it didn't really register that it had to be blade mode for that to happen.
Yeah.
You know?
It's gotta be blade mode. It's gotta be, if every time you go into blade mode, first of all, don't go into blade mode. It's like if you're beating up on somebody, you kind of hear like a noise or kind of like the character kind of like gets a little bit stunned. That's when you should go into blade mode, because if you go into blade mode too early, the enemies can like dodge out of the way and stuff. But it'll show like an orange square. And that's where if you slice down there through the orange square, it'll come up with a prompt to hit B. And when you hit B, you'll jam your hand in and pull out the guy's, like, it looks like a spine, like a glowing blue spine.
Oh, wow.
It's like a health thing. And then you crush it in your hand, you get all your health back.
Oh, wow.
And you don't have to hit B it's pretty cool. But if you don't want to do that, see that whole animation of you going in there and crushing it, you can just, as long as you slice through that orange square, it'll leave that thing on the ground.
Can you do that with stealth kills too?
That's the thing. It doesn't tell you, but yes, you can. Because I always wondered,
why did it, you always wondered why it took so long to do a stealth kill?
Exactly.
Yeah, because it's like the first time I did one, I'm like, you stab the guy in the back, and it's like, okay, yeah, I get it. Pauses, like 4 seconds then, later.
Yeah. And then, so then I realized when I was watching some other guy do a playthrough, when it pauses, you hold down the blade mode, and then boom, you can do the blade mode, chop him up, and get the health from him.
Or oh, see, that makes so much more sense.
Exactly.
Now. This would be fantastic information to have.
I did.
During
well, I
demo.
Did tell you that in an email today. I'm not sure if you read that.
I gave you
a list of like 5 things that you can do that they don't tell you in the demo. But that's definitely, those are 2 of the main ones. It's very counter heavy. You have to know that counter.
Yeah, that I have not figured that out yet. The parrying.
Yeah, the parrying is just like you hit a direction, hit. A wide attack or light attack.
Yeah.
And you can mash on it. Like, you can, if you think a guy's gonna, you can mash on it, but the problem with that is if you're mashing, you'll parry, but the recoil will send the guy far back, so you can't counterattack right away. But if you time it right, you can basically attack them right away. That includes, like, any enemies, like, even the geckos, the infantry, or even, like, the boss character in the demo, which is pretty much key to beating the boss character in the demo. If you don't know how to counter properly, that boss battle is a bitch.
I gotcha.
It's
okay.
Really annoying. What else? I find the camera is a little bit too close.
I wouldn't say too close isn't the issue I was having. It just felt like it needed to be micromanaged. It felt like I was always moving it around, even when I was in battle, just
and
trying to get it out of my way.
Yeah, and it's really only can fit a few characters, and the problem is got a little bit of Ninja Gaiden issues where,
like
you said, you weren't, this probably wasn't happening to you because you probably didn't get to the part where I was talking about, but you'll have guys with rockets firing at you.
Yeah, I didn't see the rockets.
Yeah, and you'll be fighting a gecko and you'll start getting hit, so it wasn't until I started doing subsequent run-throughs, I was like, okay, I'll take out the guys with the rocket launchers first, then go attack the geckos, but I'm like, it shouldn't be like that. It should be, you know, like Bayonetta stuff, like where the camera's a little bit further out, you can see you have a way more wide range of view. And, of course, those games have dodge mechanics.
Right.
And invincible dodges. So if you think there's a rocket coming, you can cancel out of something and dodge out of the way. And this game doesn't seem to have that. Maybe it does. Maybe it's something else we're both missing, which I wouldn't put it past them. I don't know. I like the combat. I think the game looks really nice. I like how you can chop up pretty much anything. Like, I was having fun cutting trees apart and that big chandelier.
Oh, let me tell a story real quick. When I first started, you know, they stick you on that beach and you have to run up that stairwell.
Yep.
Would you know, I was walking up the stairs and hit attack and I cut the stairs in half and fell.
Nice.
And I couldn't get up. I had to restart.
Well, you could get up there. They don't tell you how to ninja run in the demo.
Oh, which is, yeah. I didn't even think about the ninja run and jump.
Yeah, the ninja run is you hold down the right trigger for anyone listening, and then you'll do one as ninja run. And basically, it's like auto platforming, like in Assassin's Creed. If there's any kind of small ledges, you can like climb up stuff and like really quickly. So you can probably get up that way because I'm pretty sure on the right there's like a bunch of boxes.
Yeah, there's like a really thin like slab of metal that happens to go up. So.
Yeah, you could probably get up there with using Ninja Run.
Again, I didn't know the run can do that.
Exactly, because it doesn't tell you. It doesn't even tell you how to do it. It doesn't even tell you it exists.
What really did it tell you? Oh, it told you about blade mode, and that's pretty much it.
And how to counter, and how to parry. That was pretty much it. But, yeah, it's... I'm still looking forward to it. I think it's... Okay, this is what I've been telling people. I think it's a terrible demo, as in it doesn't demo well, and it doesn't tell people what they need to know. And I don't think it gives a good idea of what the game is, but the game, I think if it does a better job in the retail version teaching you the mechanics, I think the game can be really good. I don't think it'd be like Bayonetta type good or DMC, because DMC, we just played that, and that game to me set the bar for character action.
Right,
Like, oh man. So it's going to be tough, but I don't know.
I'm back, by the way. What did I miss? Sweet. This is better than Bayonetta?
No.
I've been back for a while.
We're all, for example, someone, Jason, you're saying someone at your work is reviewing it. I know it's probably under a bar camp, like saying, I won't say anything that's going to incriminate him, but you said that he didn't know that there was a dodge mechanic in the game either, right?
Yeah, he was saying that there was no dodge mechanic.
So
that probably speaks to, how well
the actual game tells you how to do things.
Well, that's what scares me. I'm thinking the retail version might not do a better job in the tutorial than the demo does.
Yeah, it doesn't sound
He's not very far, though, so don't quote anybody.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. The only reason I knew about that whole feature anyway is because I was excited for the game, and I watched someone put up a commentary while they were playing it and said, oh, by the way, a lot of people think there's no dodge in this game, and he's like, it's this and this, and he's showing on the screen, like, dodging and stuff. I'm like, oh, crap, I had no idea.
Damn.
Navishin was saying... Like, he played it way back at PAX, was it? And he was saying he doesn't like it, like he doesn't mind it, but he just doesn't like the fact there's no dodge, and he doesn't like that it's all based on the parrying. So, and that was, like, months ago. And this is, like, an old-ass demo, so it's, like, I don't know. I hope I'm not disappointed, because that is, like, one of my most anticipated games. But now that I
I'm going to try the demo a couple more times, and just so I can figure out, use some of the things that you just told me, and I'll base whether I'm going to get it or not on that. Like if I were to say right now, if I was going to get it, probably going to wait until it's cheap.
Yeah,
we'll see what happens in the next week.
I'm freaking surgical now in that demo, but I played through it like 8 times, so
right.
I know which enemies to take out first, where everything is, what everyone's going to do, and yeah. But if every level is going to be like that, like a trial and error type shit, then I don't think
that's not fun.
So we'll see. Hopefully, I'm hoping it gets some early, like a day early review, or see what that is before I take the plunge.
Yeah,
but
cool.
Probably not getting the big ass collector's edition.
No.
That is pretty sweet, though.
It is. That lamp is really cool looking.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. No. Huh. Do you ever happen to snag a few from work, though? I'm saying.
I don't think it works that way. So to clear up misconceptions, there's like 15, 16 editors, and we maybe sometimes get 2 or 3 copies of
each.
Stuff. So,
okay.
And not knowing each for the entire office. So, we have ghetto dice roll-offs.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and so not everybody gets everything by any means.
Mm-hmm.
If we never have anything extra, I can put it that way.
Oh, yeah, I know. I was just joking.
Ever.
But that's it. I think that's it, I guess, for distractions.
Pretty good.
All right. Yeah, let's do some news.
All right.
What do you got, Jeff?
Let's get a quick rundown of stuff. Hey, J.J. Abrams is going to be doing the new Star Wars.
Yes!
Wow.
Movie. Yes!
If you guys could picture a lens flare going in your eye at this very moment.
Yep. I can picture many of them.
It doesn't matter.
That made me smile.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it made me smile. It's crazy. A guy's directed like both Star Trek and Star Wars.
It's like, what does this mean? Is there going to be a Star Trek for Star Wars anymore?
No, nerds are splurging and nerds are going to be fighting harder than ever all over again. This movie was better. That means he likes that franchise better. Put more effort in. What else? Oh, Sony, Kasarai said that they are going to wait for Microsoft to, I guess, pull the first punch in regards to next gen. So, they kind of made it look like they're going to wait for Microsoft to announce their thing, and then they're going to go ahead after that.
And then Microsoft is going to wait for Sony, and then nobody's ever going to say anything, and we're going to be stuck in this generation forever.
The wording that Kasarai said, he's like, well, we'll just wait for them to announce their stuff, and then we'll make sure when we announce ours, it'll be we can make it better, like a better machine. I'm like, come on, like let's be honest here. At this point in the development,
nothing new
is going into these consoles.
The only thing that they could change at this point is probably like the amount of RAM that's in it.
Yeah, yeah. And apparently it's got 8 gigs of RAM, at least the new Xbox and PS4 are going to have. That's a lot more than I thought we were going to have.
That is a lot.
There were some leaked documents within the past couple days where they're kind of considering two different video cards.
Okay.
So that might come into play.
Huh.
We shall see.
Hmm.
They have a kind of a lower spec, cheaper one, and more of a high-end one.
Interesting. Oh, really? Okay.
That would be interesting.
These are leaked documents. I don't know.
Who knows?
Yeah, we have no idea, seriously, in the office.
This is all rumor.
No fucking idea.
Rumor and speculation.
And everybody, all of the developers are very tight-lipped.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so they probably signed under mad embargoes. Like, yeah. Not embargoes, but they probably signed their life away. Logitech didn't do so well. They posted a net loss of $100 million.
Wow.
That sucks, because they make good
stuff.
Fucking stuff.
But,
they do.
I think the problem with Logitech is that Hori all of a sudden started making good shit, and now it's like everyone's drifting towards Hori. Isn't Hori?
They should get out of that console peripheral market.
Well, Jason...
Funny you should say that.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're doing. They blame the console market as well as actually TV remotes. So they're going to discontinue all console peripherals and TV remotes. So I guess no more universal remotes from Logitech. My first thing I thought was...
What do they have? Like the Harmony?
The
which
Harmony.
Is like, you know, 150, 200 bucks.
Yeah, they've made like
that.
Four versions of that thing.
I was going to say, like, their shit ain't cheap for consoles. Like, they're... I saw their PS3 wheel, the midline one, not the super high one, not the low one, is still like $200 or like $169, something like that.
Right.
It's never gone down in price.
Damn.
Yeah. That's true.
Still expensive. And
I haven't been a fan of their console stuff, to be honest. So there was actually one controller back on the original Xbox that I really liked.
Their wireless controllers for the last gen systems were awesome.
Were they? I never used one. Their wheel's awesome. The Logitech wheel's fucking amazing, but it's expensive. So I can see them not making too much money on them, because I guess they don't sell too well. Anyway, Chris, you had a couple things you want to talk about, right?
I do have a couple of things. Speaking of Sony, you know, they did launch their web store, and it's a lot better than the PSN store on the PS3, just so you know. I think Jason sent me that URL. What was it? It was like store.sony.something... Or rather,
store.sonyentertainmentnetwork.com.
There you go. Store.sonyentertainmentnetwork.com.
Because I just bought something from there. And
nice.
You know, it was something that I tried to buy on the console last night and it aired out. So
what did you buy? Mad Dog McCree.
No, that's later tonight.
Okay.
The House of the Dead?
Overkill?
House of the Dead. It's like $5. They've got that 13 in 13 like game sale
going on.
Okay.
And PlayStation Plus members get this stuff like 75% off.
Yeah, like Unfinished Swan is
$5.
Like $3.
Yeah. $3 or $4.
Yeah.
I love it.
Psychonauts is like $2.50.
Check it out. There's a lot of good sales on there, man. I'll tell you what, man.
Over now.
PS Plus is where it's at. That is not bad. $50 for a year of that. It's
so
pretty good.
It,
so worth it. All right. So THQ is done.
Yeah.
I am sad they sold all their shit off. They auctioned it off. So Sega got Relic Entertainment. Koch Media got Volition, Saints Row and Metro. Crytek got Homefront. Take-Two gets Turtle Rock Studios. I'm not sure what they've done, but apparently they're working on something called Evolve. And Ubisoft gets THQ Montreal, who does South Park. What confuses me is why would you buy a studio doing South Park and not buy Vigil Games, who did Darksiders? Darksiders.
South Park's gonna sell.
Darksiders developer Vigil Games is, they did not get bought. They have been closed down.
Yes.
So that is very depressing.
Yeah, not yet.
And, I gotta say that, some of the guys apparently have a pretty good attitude about it though, because they published a letter from the lead combat designer. Mm-hmm. And at the end, he says, this is no place for a horse. It just says, P.S., this is no place for a horse.
So, gotcha.
Yeah. Just,
well, Platinum did tweet say that they were looking to pick up Darksiders on the cheap if it's possible.
Oh, I hope they do.
I mean,
that would be awesome.
It's just going to be IP at this point.
Yeah,
and
exactly. It wouldn't be Vigil.
Any of the team, which is sad.
Well, I think some of the team will get hired on. You know, you gotta think that if Platinum does grab that franchise, that they would grab some of the team to work on it. You know, mm-hmm. I don't know how big Platinum is or like how they're doing, but, you know, they seem to have this cult following and, you know, I would think they would try and do that.
They're also heavily Japanese too, though.
That is true.
I don't mean that as a bad Japanese thing. I mean, like, it would be hard for them, I think, to bring out a bunch of.
Yeah, the IP would definitely Japanese change people. A lot if they didn't pick up some of Vigil Games.
I just can't believe no one even bid on it. That just means nobody even bid on Darksiders because they would have gotten
it. No. It's not that. Really? They was tied up with some other stuff. They weren't allowed to at that particular auction.
At the auction? Oh, okay.
Yep. The auction's not done.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
There's still some lingering IPs left over.
Oh, okay. Darksiders I thought it was done.
THQ is done.
Right.
THQ is done.
Yeah.
Not all of the IPs yet.
Okay.
But have you guys taken a look at some of the auction prices?
No.
So this was like a silent auction. Mm-hmm. Like people would bid their max price, and that was it. It's not like, you know, okay, yeah, I bid $500,000. Okay, I bid $600,000. It wasn't like that at all. Volition in particular bid, so the Koch Media, $22.3 million they bid, right?
Yeah.
The next runner up was only $5.4 million.
Oh my god.
So they overpaid a little bit.
Wow.
Same thing with Evolve. So Take Two got that for $11 million.
Yeah.
The next runner up was from Turtle Rock Studios, and they only bid $250,000.
Oh my god!
That's kind of a huge jump. A lot of them were.
Hey, Jason, let's see if we could go get a couple loans and buy a studio. Maybe we could buy a Vigil.
Like $10,000.
We could have had Crytek for like the Homefront series for a little over $500,000.
Oh my god!
Wow.
There was no runner up. We could have. Yeah.
Well, fucking Homefront sucked. So.
Yeah, I guess so.
But
nobody bid on South Park besides Ubisoft.
How much did they buy that for?
$3.2 million.
Wow, that's actually
not
bad. A lot.
I think they're gonna make that back for sure.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Another interesting one was Relic. Sega bid $26.6 million, and the runner up was ZeniMax at $26.3 million.
Oh wow, that's very close.
$300,000.
They're probably the most prized developer, I'd say. Well, I wouldn't say prize, but I guess most successful, maybe. Relic's done a lot of good shit.
Hmm.
That's true.
So.
Incidentally, we had Sega in the office today. They were showing off some stuff and they were kind of talking about these auction prices and stuff. And they're like, I cannot fucking believe we paid them. I can't believe we barely got it.
That's when you nudge them and be like, I heard Darksiders is pretty cool.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. You guys should look into that.
Cool.
Is that it?
Well, there was a Nintendo event, Nintendo Direct event, and they announced some announcements that are coming, apparently. So just to go over some of the highlights, Virtual Console.
Wind Waker!
What's that?
HD. Wind Waker.
Yes, HD. Wind Waker HD, which doesn't even look like Wind Waker anymore. Did you guys see the screenshots?
No.
I've been playing it on my Dolphin emulator for about
years.
6 months
yeah,
now.
Yeah, actually, that looks better phenomenal. Than what they're doing for the Wii U. But yeah, I mean, it's like they took away a lot of the cell shading, and it doesn't even look the same anymore.
So they've added some like soft focus filters and stuff. It looks neat, I guess.
Just
it's different.
I don't know. I think that what runs on Dolphin looks better, personally. But
it's a lot more crisp.
Yeah, and it's a lot more. It's still that cel shaded style, and it just looks better to me. So, the other thing is that there's a pseudo sequel to Xenoblade apparently coming eventually, and then Yoshi's Epic Yarn, Virtual Console coming to Wii U, and the Nintendo Miiverse will be available on smartphones. So that's just some of the highlights of it. So if you have a Wii U, there you go.
I'm super confused by the Yoshi one. I realize it's the same developer that did Kirby's Epic Yarn.
I don't know if it's actually Yoshi's Epic Yarn. That's what people are calling it.
No. We've got screenshots and it's yarnish.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really? But it's not, yes. We don't know if it's actually called Yoshi's Epic Yarn, right?
Right. But, it's got that Epic Yarn style.
Right.
And what's confusing to me is like, why didn't they go back to that whole the crayon thing? You remember the old Yoshi games?
Yeah. Pastel kind of colors and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would love to have seen that.
Yoshi's Island type stuff.
Didn't happen. Yeah. Well, we're getting yarn.
Nintendo.
Who
gives you? Hey, Kirby's Epic Yarn was actually really cool. That was a good game.
Yeah, it was
a good game.
So, but that's all I've got. So,
alrighty, let's take a break.
Sounds good. Cool. When we come back, we're going to do some Indus questions and some emails, and then we'll do new releases and a new question of the week. So stay with us, and we will be right back. Hey, it's time to wake up. And welcome back.
You're welcome back.
Thank you.
Welcome.
All right, let's do some Indus questions.
Yeah.
I know Jeff said we've got a ton of them, so let's do it.
We do have quite a bit.
I'm not prepped for any of these, by the way.
We're not supposed to be. That's the point.
I'm not good on the spot at
Neither
all.
Am I, so we'll
None
see
of
what
us
happens.
Are.
The first one comes from our buddy Jeff Swanson, Biff Sticks.
Yo.
He says, when is the last time you had an ingrown hair or zit in your nose? And what did you do to fix it? I had one just the other day, actually. I shouldn't say other day. I should say, like, last month. But
I have no idea.
Yeah. I've never had one in my nose.
No? They suck, dude.
I'm sure.
Suck.
Do they everything you can to pop it.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I ended up doing. Like, mine wasn't, like, totally, like, in my nose. I had, like, a small zit, like, you know, right where you're, like, right at the tip of my nostril where it hits your lip. And it was the most annoying spot.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it really, really sucked. And I hardly ever get, like, zits anymore, and that was, like, one I got. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? And it got all red and stuff. But, yeah, I just ended up popping it when it got to a point, and that was it.
I suppose if it's in your nose, you're less worried about, like, infection or anything, so... Because isn't the thing with zits, like, you don't pop them right away because they'll get infected or worse?
Pretty much.
You don't care too much if it's inside.
But then again, if you're like a big nose picker, you know, jamming your finger all, your finger could be dirty and...
That's true. I have huge ass nostrils though, so I could fit like two fingers in my nose.
He gets both index fingers up there and pops it.
I'm trying it right now, and yeah, seriously. I can fit two fingers in my left nostril.
That is crazy. I cannot even. I love how we're probably all doing this right now.
It's just the tip.
I am not. I would just like to say that.
I can only fit the tip. I can't do the whole thing, but it feels pretty good.
That's what she said.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, Navishin says, he goes, will Jeff buy Chris those colorblind fixing glasses so he can finally play Oh Might and Magic? And then he said,
Might and Magic?
They said, refer to Game of the Year deliberations.
Might and Magic?
Yeah.
No, Super Puzzle Fighter 2 Turbo.
No. It was when we were talking about Might and Magic.
I know, but that I would play Super Puzzle Fighter 2 Turbo first.
Well, I know, but he's saying, "Will I buy you those colorblind fixing glasses so you can finally play Might?" Because the reason you say you couldn't play Might and Magic is because you were colorblind.
Yes,
and you said that you couldn't see that's why he's asking the question.
Chris just wants a better game.
I know why he's asking me the question. I'm just saying that I would play that first.
Really? That Might and Magic game was awesome.
It was awesome. I agree. But Super Puzzle Fighter 2 Turbo is the best puzzle game.
But if they're cheap, do you think they even work?
Apparently they do, but they're kind of sunglasses, so it's weird.
Dims everything.
So, I heard, I think Giant Bomb, Vinny is colorblind or something like that, and they were talking about him. Yeah. So I overheard him talking about it, and I was like, I don't know.
You overheard them talking like you're in the next cubicle?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Hey, what's up, Vinny? I just want, you know.
So I was hanging out with them.
Oats, he says.
Yeah,
you guys never did the favorite Samuel L. Jackson quote. So do that. These are one of the ones that suck on.
Samuel Jackson quote. Okay, so
that's why I don't like being put on the spot.
Yeah, these are the ones that are hard.
No,
like,
we did do this one.
No, we read it, but we never answered it. Yeah,
because
I never researched it.
Mine was from Pulp Fiction. When he shot that one guy and then turned around and said, "I'm sorry, did I break your concentration?"
That's a good one.
Mine is from IMDb, and I'm typing in Samuel Jackson right now.
Oh, Jason's looking. I'm going to go the simple hold on to your butts from Jurassic Park.
Oh, you know, I say that one a lot, so.
Hold on to your butts.
Yeah.
Actually, that is
that
true.
One's a good one, too. Where's that thing about quotes? Oh, just fucking skip me. I don't know what I'm talking about.
No worries.
I don't know.
All right. Jake Gray, the Jake G92, he says, what happens if Sony what happens if Sony just patented the disc writing no use games thing so no one else can use it? Good guy, Sony? So if they're the only ones who can do it.
I have trouble putting, a Sony logo inside of that good guy meme.
Especially if they just did it.
Like, I
guess
I do
good
too,
guy
but
no one else could do it. But
that's the thing. It's like I just don't think that's the reason.
Mm-hmm.
There's some other more devious reason that they did it. So you know.
No, but are you saying if they just like
if they did, like, then I could say it's probably a good guy thing to do. But you know, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah,
I can't go with that just yet.
Yeah, exactly. We'll see what happens. Dark Bauer, Jack Bauer, Andrew Bauer says, biggest animal you think you could batter if push came to shove? And he says, batter means to beat up, just in case you don't know that one.
Oh, not like a beer batter.
Biggest batter animal I think I can beat up.
Yeah. Cricket?
Maybe
a fox?
This is a tough one.
I know it could not be a hippo.
Definitely not a hippo.
Definitely not a hippo.
Definitely not a rhino.
They're scary motherfuckers.
What size of a bear, though? Like, are we talking like a cub?
I could take a cub.
Yeah, I could probably take a cub.
I would not fuck with a cub because mom's right around the corner.
That's true.
That's but, too much forward thinking.
Too much forward thinking.
What if even the mom that was like the runt of the litter bear? So we're thinking
I think bears are like four times as strong as humans. I just don't
especially
think
especially female ones, aren't they?
Yeah, I think the female bears.
I wouldn't fuck with any bear.
Yeah, any bear, but I think the males are stronger. I'm not 100% sure, but I don't know. I would say maybe a wolf or a coyote.
No.
Maybe.
Yeah, I haven't seen any
of
the gray yet.
Flamingo
but a wolf
and feel comfortable, but that's about it.
A what? Sorry.
A flamingo.
A flamingo. A peacock. How about that?
Yeah. No, because they're mean motherfuckers, too.
Dude, I've been chased by a goose.
A goose, I was just
going to
say.
That is not a cool feeling when you're getting chased around by a goose.
Geese are mean motherfuckers.
Yeah, they fucking are. I think I could maybe, I would say, if it's a single wolf,
if it wasn't the alpha. If it's a single wolf and not the alpha.
Yeah, I think wolf would be.
They hunt in packs.
That's true. You're forward thinking. Remember the forward thinking.
Flamingos don't give a fuck. They'll just kind of fall
over.
Maybe
a lynx. a lynx or a bobcat.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, bobcats aren't really that big. Neither are lynxes, so yeah, I don't know.
No, I'm. Yeah, your ceiling is a bobcat.
Yeah.
I think.
Maybe. I think I could beat out a bobcat pretty easily.
All right, these questions are dumb.
Next.
Crispy Chicken. He says, what was the most inopportune time you have had a game freeze on you and or glitch on you?
See.
I have one. I can't think of one in recent memory, but one that always sticks out of my mind, always will forever, was when me and a friend of mine played Double Dragon in the arcades. Like way back in the day, and we spent so much money to get to the last boss, and the actual arcade game froze as the last dude was walking out with the machine gun. And
oh, wow.
We had to go get Quarter Slut to reset it.
That's crazy.
So, that sucked. We were so pissed, because, like, you know, it probably cost a couple bucks to get there.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
That was not, bucks?
Yeah, well, it was probably more than that.
Roll of fucking quarters.
Yeah, no doubt. That game was fucking hard as shit. But yeah, I remember we were really, really, that like ruined our entire, like, probably week back in those days.
Yeah.
I've never had any, instances with, arcade games.
No.
Plenty in PC, but I can't, like, name anything right now.
Yeah, I can't think of anything. I feel like there was a time the game froze up in the end, during the ending for me once, and I can't remember what game it was.
Ooh.
Huh. Well, if you guys can think of something, we can always come back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Billy Harris, Captain Harlock.
So, yeah.
Is the PS3 cell processor this generation's blast processing? He said, PS3 is billed as the most powerful system, yet games run like crap on it. And mind you, he hasn't turned on his PS3 in like 2 years.
No, it is not this generation's blast processing. Because from an actual computer standpoint, from a hardware standpoint, it is the most powerful, but from a software standpoint, it sucks, and that's why none of the developers can take advantage of it. So that's why a lot of people are using the cell to make up for the difficulty they're having with the GPU, which is why you can make games look as good as Uncharted and Last of Us.
I liked the Genesis because that had like the first high definition graphics. It says so right on the console.
It does say high definition. Yeah. That's crazy. Last processing. Good shit. Jake G has another one.
Mm-hmm.
He just says, confirming what Jeff said, Killzone Vita is being made by SCE Cambridge Studio. And they made such great games like Medieval, Little Big Planet PSP, and 24 on the PS2.
Ouch!
Yeah. Ooh.
And then, of course...
Little Big Planet on the PSP was really good, though.
Yeah, that was good. It was. And then, of course, Jack came in here and said, did someone say P24 on PS2? That spawned a little conversation. The Sigma Omega says, will the Indus crew be going to MGC this year?
Probably.
The crew, no.
Jason, maybe.
I'm a one-man crew.
Glenn is apparently a possibility. I'm not 100%
really?
Sure. No, I think he said it's possible. I'm not sure if he's...
I'm pretty sure Glenn, yeah, I don't think Glenn... is going.
Yeah. I am not.
I cannot go either. I'm going to be in Mexico that week. So.
And I'm trying to save any possibility of me going out of town for Days of Goo.
Gotcha. Yes.
So I'm hoping to make it to
that.
I'm still not sure if I'm going to or not. I got to talk to, Crystal and see if we can figure that out. But, you know,
I will sell material and, bodily fluids to make it there.
Oh, to Days of Goo.
Right.
I thought you meant MGC. I'm like, I wouldn't do it for MGC. Days of Goo, yeah. I've done MGC.
MGC, I've got a place to stay, but I've got to work out the ticket prices and travel expenses.
Gotcha.
Oh, I'm broke. Yes.
Yeah. Welcome to the club.
Yeah. I was like, aren't we all?
Sports crazed. He says, do you guys use a screen protector on your Vita? He said, just took mine off and couldn't be happier.
Mm.
I do use one, yes.
I do not.
So when I first got the Vita from work, I was really unhappy with the amount of like grease marks my fingers left. So I will definitely be buying a screen protector. And then I finally bought my Vita, and it came with a screen protector. So I've been a lot happier with that. That was a long, convoluted answer.
So your answer is yes.
Long story short, yes.
Okay, there you go. Use one.
Yeah, if it didn't come with it, I would be using one anyway. But I probably would have been too lazy to put one on.
Oh, it came with it on it?
Well, it was a used one.
Oh, that's right. That's right. You got yeah. That's
yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I don't use it for stuff like that. Anything I know I'm keeping in a case or I'm gonna like not put in my pocket, like my phone, I won't use a screen protector for. Because I hate screen protectors.
I barely notice that it's even on there, and it does really help a lot with the streaking.
The crease. Yeah.
I don't even realize that mine's on there either.
There we go.
Look into one.
Do it.
440 Eagle. We got two more, then we can pick up the regular emails. Anyone follow college football or basketball? Who do you root for, if so?
I do not.
Sports ball.
I only pay attention to pro. But if I were to root for a college team, it would be either Miami or Georgia Tech.
Hmm. Cool. I do follow a bit of the basketball, usually March Madness. And I don't really follow said team. I usually just follow like a player I really like, and then I'll go for that team. So it varies year to year. So,
right.
Not really. He does have a follow-up question. This one might be hard because this one will require... And well, actually, I'm pretty sure, Chris, you'll probably be able to answer this. I won't be able to answer this, but Mary Fuck Kill. Tom Brady's wife. I don't know who's... I know it used to be someone. Isn't someone famous?
I don't know.
Oh, okay, well then there's no point. Wes Welker's wife and the guy Ray Lewis helped kill. Terrible.
That is terrible.
I don't know.
Yeah. I can't ask that one either because I don't know who.
Can I kill them all?
Sure. But I have a feeling Tom Brady's wife might be pretty hot.
I know, but she's whatever.
She's Tom Brady's wife. Well, you're no fun.
No, I'm not.
Those are your endless questions, guys.
Oh, really? Is that all?
That's all of them, yeah.
Oh,
that was actually quite a bit. We just did them really quickly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, we need more time with these. I'm serious. We need to research these.
Yeah, especially stuff like that.
We'd give better answers, I think.
We would.
Definitely.
Well, maybe not on that one, but the last one.
Yeah, I'll start screening them now, and I'll be like, hey, these ones we definitely need to research, and I'll let you guys know, like, the day of.
That sounds like a good idea. Sounds like a good idea.
Word.
So I've got a couple of emails. I'm going to preface this by saying... Nabashin, we did get your Indus hype meter. It is really long, so we'll get to that probably either next week.
Under protest, we're doing it next week.
Yeah, under protest. Well, how far into the show are we?
So, what do you mean? It's 11:30.
15 minutes. Fuck, let's do it. We're doing the Indus hype meter.
Yes,
here we go.
Let's do it. I don't even know what this is.
Oh, really? Greetings, awesome. Indus. It's your favorite character from Fat Albert's gang, Nabashin.
Hey.
It's a new year, so you know what that means. It's time for the motherfucking hype. To get motherfucking hyped about some games, just so they can disappoint us in the end. Here is the Indus hype meter of all the games that have been, that have been or more than likely could be announced in 2013. Seeing that this should be a four-man show, which is not, sorry, I've taken the liberty of separating the games into sections of platforms. So if someone like Glenn, who couldn't give two shits about games coming out on the 3DS, he can skip talking about that portion altogether if need be. You're welcome to reiterate the rules for the Indus hype meter. Say only one out of the five of the chosen words to show your hype disappointment of a game with no discussion in between. Parentheses. Why do I even bother writing this part? Feel free to go into more detail after all is said and done. So here's the deal. I'm going to name a game. We answer with one of five words.
What are the words?
Woot. Oops. Nice. Tampax. Meh.
What?
And Hoogass.
Yeah.
That is in order from most hyped to least hyped.
We got Woot, Nice, Tampax.
Meh. And Hoogass.
Hoogass.
So here we go. We're going to start it off.
Alrighty.
Dead Space 3.
Nice.
I'm a Nice. I was going to be a Tampax. Nice.
I'm a Tampax at this point. Aliens Colonial Marines.
Meh.
Nice.
Meh. Crisis 3.
Woot.
Hoogass. Wow, that's
the exact opposite.
And like I'll be the one in the middle. Tampax.
All right.
Metal Gear Rising. Revengeance.
Nice.
I'm down to a nice.
I am optimistically a nice. South Park, the Stick of Truth. Who gas?
I'm going to go Tampax on that one.
I'm going to go nice.
All right.
No discussion. No discussion.
Tomb Raider.
Nice.
Woots.
Nice. Army of Two, the Devil's Cartel.
Who gas?
Who gas?
Tampax. Those are fun games. No discussion. I'm sorry.
No discussion. That's okay. Well, we don't actually ever get away with no discussion. So, Bioshock Infinite.
Woot.
Woot. I am actually really looking forward to this game. I don't know why. Just really am looking forward to it.
Tampax.
The Walking Dead Survival Instinct.
Who gas?
Who gas?
Oh, is this the first-person shooter one?
Yeah.
Who gas?
Who gas?
Metro Last Light.
Tampax.
Tampax.
Meh. Injustice, Gods Among Us.
Oh, no. All right. Meh.
Who guess?
I said Tampax.
Oh, okay. Dead Island Riptide.
Tampax.
Tampax.
Meh.
Star Trek.
What?
Star Trek.
Who guess?
I didn't know they were making a game.
It looks exactly like Mass Effect.
It's gonna be a movie tie-in.
Yeah. Oh, for real?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, then totally. Who guess?
Yeah, who guess? As much as I hate to say it, Remember Me.
Fucking woot!
Really?
I'm gonna say nice. So the stuff I've seen on it looks pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm gonna say nice as well. Disney Infinity.
Skylanders on this great adventure. Meh.
I'm gonna say meh because I am not in a position to buy more figures for a game.
You gotta choose one camp or the other.
Of course you do.
Skylanders or fucking Infinity or whatever. They've got some cool environments in Infinity.
Looks like it. I'm gonna go with Tampax.
All right.
Meh.
Tom Clancy Splinter Cell Blacklist.
Nice.
Meh. Battlefield 4.
Who gas?
Meh.
Tampax.
Call of Duty Modern Warfare 4.
Who gas?
Who gas?
Meh.
Assassin's Creed 2013.
Accurate. And who gas?
Meh.
Meh. As much as I've heard about 3, I hear so many bad things about 3. It's just like, whatever.
What's his nuts coming back?
Oh, the Ezio? Guy who, well, cause what's his name got fucking.
The creator.
Yeah, they got Cam.
Never mind. Inside baseball. Go ahead.
I know who you're talking about.
Lords of Shadow 2.
Nice.
Yeah, nice.
Woot.
Yep.
Deadpool.
Who's making it?
I don't remember.
High Moon.
Okay, so the Transformers guys.
Yo.
I'll go with nice. I think they can make a good one.
I gotta go Tampax for now. I need to see what they're doing.
Yeah. Not a lot has been released about that.
No, there really hasn't been. Devil's Third.
Not familiar.
Neither am I.
Nor am I.
Remind me?
Oh, I don't know anything about it. So.
I'll go meh, because I have no idea what the fuck it is.
It sounds pretty cool. Nice.
Brothers in Arms, Furious 4.
What?
I'm going to go nice on that one.
Who guess?
That looks so good.
Fuse. Arms. That's a racing game, right?
No, it's the Insomniac game.
Oh!
It's a shooter game with a, like, class-based co-op and stuff.
Oh, okay.
That they totally friggin' ruin the art style on. It looks so stylistic, and then they change it to a generic-looking shooter.
Oh, really?
Oh, they did?
Yeah, well, I think it still looks good. They changed the entire look of it. I'm gonna go with nice. It does look good. In terms of, like, it looks fun. They should have kept the old art style.
I'm going meh.
Yeah, same here. Grand Theft Auto 5.
Tampax.
Woot.
Meh. Lego Marvel Superheroes.
Lego Marvel Super Heroes, did you say?
What's that?
Did you say Lego Marvel Super Heroes?
Yeah, Lego Marvel Super Heroes.
Oh, that'd be kind of cool. I'll go with...
That'd be really cool.
I'll go with Tampax. I probably won't buy it, but I'm interested in it.
I think I'm in the same boat.
If the Vita version's good, I'll get it.
There you go. I'll raise it to a nice for the Vita version, if there's a Vita version.
Vita version would be a nice. If it's console, if it's only on consoles, I'll go with Tampax.
All right. Jason?
Woot. Wooted right away.
Oh, okay. I didn't even hear you. Lightning Returns Final Fantasy 13.
Who guessed?
Nice. Who guessed?
Nice.
Why would I care about a game that even Lightning returns?
Oh. Lost She's one of my favorite Final Fantasy characters.
Lost Planet 3.
Tampax. They really let me down with 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta go with the same thing. I really loved the first one.
They're hitting that 3 is more like the first.
If that's the case, then I'll bump this up. But right now, I got, you know, I need them to prove it to me.
Yeah.
All right. Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Patriots.
Who gas?
Same.
I'm going to go nice because those are always good games. And this one's, it's been a while.
All right. XCOM. I'm assuming this is the shooter.
Actually, nice.
Really?
They've got a lot to prove, and
I'm gonna say
they're trying like hell.
So, I am interested out of Universe alone from playing the XCOM this year, but that's it. Ninja Gaiden Z. I don't know what this is.
Who gaz?
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Yaiba, Ninja Gaiden Z.
No idea.
I don't know what that is.
I'll go with yeah. Ninja Gaiden 3 was terrible, so who guessed?
Yeah, Ninja Gaiden 3 was like trash on a disc. Dark Souls 2.
Nice.
Tampax.
Killer is Dead.
I don't know what that is.
It's a Suda joint, man.
No, Tampax. Like actual Suda joint or just putting his name on it?
I don't know. That's a really good question.
If it's him, I might bump it up to a nice. But if it's not, Tampax.
I'm gonna do Tampax for now.
Okay.
Darkstalkers.
That's interesting. Yeah. Right now, Tampax.
Yeah, I think I'm in the same spot right there.
Loved 1. Little underwhelmed by 2.
Is the one that's coming out?
If we see a third one, it's going to be a completely new studio, and it won't be this year anyway. But
is he mean the one that like is the one that's coming out? Is it 1 through 3 or 1, 2, or is it just 3?
It just says Darkstalkers. I assume that he's talking about a new Darkstalkers. If they actually did make a new Darkstalkers,
I thought he was talking about the one that the HD one that's coming.
I heard Darksiders.
No,
Darkstalkers.
Darkstalkers.
I don't know if we're going to see a new one coming out this year.
I don't either, but let's pretend we are.
If it happens.
Okay. JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Who guess? I can't get into those.
Tampax.
Meh. Okay, so 360 exclusives, Gears of War Judgment.
Tampax.
Nice.
Lococycle.
Oh, fucking Woot.
Really?
Yeah, that looks awesome. So much fun.
All right.
It does look fun. I'll say nice.
Okay.
Tampax. I really don't know much about it, so.
I just like comic jumper.
Yeah. You like those guys.
Oh, yeah. It's by the, okay, yeah.
It's Twisted Pixel.
Okay. Yeah. I'll bump it up because it's them. So I'll say nice. Sly Cooper, we're on PS3 now. Sly Cooper, Thieves in Time.
Thieves in Time. Nice.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say nice. I'm looking forward to that one.
Also Cross-Buy.
Yes, Cross-Buy for $40. God of War Ascension.
I'm not.
If you'd asked me this yesterday, I would have said Tampax. Today it's nice because they've got a Last of Us demo.
I'm also going to say nice. Speaking of, Last of Us.
Oh, fucking Woot.
Fucking Woot. Yes.
Of course, Woot.
What?
I'm kidding, obviously.
Puppeteer.
That looks all right, Tampax.
I don't know what that is.
Meh, I don't know what that is. Tales of Zelia.
Woot.
Is it a Tales
times
game?
Five. It's the best Tales game I think so far.
Really?
Zelia? Yeah.
All right. I'll give it a nice with that recommendation. Jeff?
The Tales one?
Mm-hmm.
JRPG.
Yeah, I know. I played Vesperia. I'm gonna go with a big
not,
old.
It's not Vesperia. Yeah.
Big old who gas. Dust514.
I don't know enough. We go just down the middle? Tampax?
It's a first. You know what it is though, right?
Or no.
It's a first. It's a first person shooter in the same universe as.
Not PlanetSide.
Eve Online.
Free to play on PS3.
Who gas?
I'm gonna say Tampax because I like the idea. I like what they're doing. Because apparently, like, you can actually, in Eve, you can actually hire people to do missions for you, and the people that do the missions are Dust514. So, they're like doing a cross game thing there. So, I'm interested to see how they do it.
I wonder how they do the paperclip too. Guy. Wait, no, he's in Microsoft Word, not in Microsoft Excel. Okay.
Mm-hmm. What?
Okay.
Oh,
we're talking about Eve, right? Eve Online?
Yeah, I see what you did there.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
It's multi-layered. You'll get it later.
Deadly Premonition Director's Cut.
Oh, fucking meh.
Yeah.
So fucking overhyped.
Yeah.
Meh.
Wii U, Lego City Underground.
I hear lots of good stuff. Still, I'm out of Tampax.
This is the only nice on Wii U that you will get out of me.
What?
There you go.
Bam. Oh, that's not true. Okay.
Mm.
All right. Rayman Legends.
Pretty good.
I'd say Woot.
Still Tampax.
I would say.
I do like that.
I would say Woot if it was on a system I cared about.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say Tampax. Bayonetta 2.
Fucking Woot. That's a system seller. Damn it.
Yeah, it's a system seller for like five people.
It's not a system seller for me, so I'll go with nice.
I'm one of those five people.
Yeah.
If it's really, really good, it might get me to buy one, but.
Monster Hunter 3 Ultimate.
Tampax.
Woot! Uh-oh. Oh god.
Meh.
Another system seller.
Tampax.
You may as well just buy a Wii U. There's two of them coming.
Yeah, that's.
Game and Wario.
Wario games are fun.
They are.
I don't know if it's as much fun buying them though.
Meh.
Tampax.
All right. Pikmin 3.
Jeff?
It looks good, but I'm going with the Who Gas. Everything on the Wii U, I have to go with Who Gas because I'm not going to be buying a Wii U this year.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not a big Pikmin fan. I'm going to go with meh.
Yeah, same here. The Wonderful 101.
No idea what that is.
That's the Platinum
Games joint too.
No idea what that is.
It kind of looks, like a tower defense, but real time kind of.
It's also very Pikmin.
Yeah.
So, but it's this is gonna get a nice for me just because of some of the stuff I saw at E3 where they turned the Pikmin into swords and were hacking at shit. I was like, all right, that's cool.
Yeah.
All right. PC SimCity. Meh.
Looks pretty fucking amazing. I'm still at like meh.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Who Gas. I never got into those.
Yeah. StarCraft 2, Hearts of the Swarm.
Who Gas.
Who Gas.
Tampax.
Elder Scrolls Online.
Who Gas.
Who Gas.
Who Gas. As weird as that sounds. Fortnite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know, eh?
Nice.
Yeah, I'll say nice.
Tampax.
Good.
Could be a lot of fun.
Amnesia, A Machine for Pigs.
The Dream Amnesia game? Tampax.
I'll go with Tampax.
Meh. Oh, Phantasy Star Online 2! Fucking
Woot!
I'll go Woot for that one, too.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Free to play!
High
fucking five. For what?
Free to play!
I don't give a fuck about free to play. I would pay.
I would pay for it, too. I'm actually probably gonna
Are you what the fuck reeling that I said Woot, or do you think I said Who Gas?
No. Like, you said Woot, and I'm like, really?
Oh, yeah. Dude, I'd love the
I know that
first
you love
one.
Your Phantasy Star.
Yeah, but Chris said that this one looks more like PSO than the other one, so that's why.
Yeah, when I played the beta, it felt more like PSO, too.
Yeah, true.
Shadowrun Returns.
Oh, woot.
Woot, yeah.
Nice, if it happens.
Yeah, that's a thing, yeah.
It will happen.
Wasteland 2.
Don't know what that is.
Oh, God, I fucking hated Wasteland.
I don't know what that is.
It was awesome for the time. I'm not looking forward to it, though, so meh.
What in the world is this? Is this real? Okay, the magical realm of Tir Na Nog, escape from Necron 7, Revenge of Cuchlalan, the official game of the movie Chapter 2 of the Hoops Barkley saga.
No, right. Yeah, that's...
Woot.
Woot, yeah, for the name alone.
Yeah, I'm good at nice, actual. I heard it's really funny.
3DS, Fire Emblem Awakening.
Meh.
I'm hearing a lot of good shit about that. And I'm actually supposed to play it after the show tonight.
Oh.
So, nice.
Nice.
Based on what I've heard.
I like them dem Fire Emblem games. Lords of Shadow, Mirror of Fate. Fucking woot.
Woot. I have high hopes, even though what I've played is shitty.
I think it looks like
I'm still
crap.
Super excited.
I'm going to go with a meh just based on videos.
Okay.
Luigi's That's Mansion, fair. Dark Moon.
Nice.
That's a nice. Yeah.
10 packs.
If I have to look for something.
Pokemon X and Y. Who gas?
Yeah. Who gas?
Animal Crossing, New Leaf. Who gas?
Who gas?
Shantae and the Pirate Curse. Nice.
Woot.
Well, I don't know what that is. Oh, is that 2D side-scrolling one?
Yes.
Damn right.
Yeah, I'll go with the nice.
Bravely Default.
I don't know this one.
It's an RPG.
Ah, yes.
I'm going to say Tampax, because I'm really not sure much about it. So, Vita, Ninja Gaiden 2 Plus.
Mm-hmm. Who guess?
Who guess?
Suck it, Necro.
Dead or Alive Plus.
I will buy that. Nice.
Are we on Vita or are we still on 3DS right now?
We're on Vita, sorry.
Oh, okay. I'll go nice. Yeah.
Meh. Dragon's Crown. Woot.
Woot.
Killzone Mercenary.
They've done, good work with the, Killzone Portables. Who gas?
Man, I'm really looking forward to see how well that game turns out. Who gas?
I'm gonna go Tampax. I'm gonna give them some faith. A little bit of faith. A little bit.
Let's see here. Tearaway.
Is that that not one? Familiar. I think we talked about that before.
We have.
Oh, I just watched a video on that. That looks
It's really, like little
it looks really interesting. So I'm going nice on this one.
I'll go Tampax. I can't quite remember. I just remember we talked about it at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a Little Big Planet joint.
Yeah.
Soul Sacrifice.
Yeah, it looks great. Anyway, Soul Sacrifice. God, I would normally be all wooed on this, but I watched some more videos today, and I'm down to Tampax. I don't like the character design.
Yeah, it's pretty ugly. Like the designs.
And I've already got, like, Monster Hunter coming. I've got Eater Burst coming and PSO.
And there's rumor that Monster Hunter 3 is going to be on Vita as well. In an interview, that's what they think that they're holding it back on 3DS for.
High five to rumors.
Yep. I'm gonna Chris. Go meh.
Yeah, I'm gonna stick with Tampax for now.
Okay.
I just don't know enough about it. Yeah. Next gen with a question mark. Destiny. I don't know what that is.
That's the new Bungie one.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I'm gonna go nice. I'm looking forward to see what they got.
Star Wars 1313. Fucking
who
woot.
Gas.
Yeah, woot.
No, who gas?
Fuck you.
Woot.
Watch Dogs. Fucking woot.
Nice.
Woot.
Metal Gear Solid Ground Zeroes.
Oh. I mean, fucking woot. It's MGS.
Yeah, I gotta go with that,
woot.
Too.
I'll woot the shit out of that.
Yeah. Let's see what else we got. Dragon Age 3. 10 packs.
God, Tampax. I don't know enough about that. I really liked 2 a lot. Oh. But, yeah, nice.
Cyberpunk 2077.
Woot.
Woot. Holy God.
That will not be out this year, though.
No, it won't be out this year, but still. Woot.
Yeah. Responsibility personal. Ready. Let's do it.
All right, so let's finish this email off. And that's all I have for you guys until E3. Hope Jason and Glenn enjoy being a part of Indus Hype Meter, and we'll look forward to the one after E3 if I'm not too busy with my own podcast, Irrational Passions Podcast. Selfless promotion. To give you guys one. No, sorry. With my own, if I'm not too busy with my own podcast, to give you guys one. And now for the highlights of the previous year's Hype Meter, with your initial impressions and my own colorful wit added in response to it. thanks for being awesome, guys. Kingdoms of Amalur Reckoning. Jeff, woot! More like Kingdoms of Amabor.
No.
Uncharted Golden Abyss. Chris, nice. Prime example of how gimmicks can almost kill a game. That is accurate. That is accurate. Halo 4, the lower end of nice, from Jeff. This was a pre-E3 reference.
Yeah.
Okay.
Diablo 3, Jeff, woot! Error 37, Jeff actually beat a game.
Aww. Oh, that's true. Shit. Nice. Okay.
Last of Us, Chris and Jeff, nice. Does it have to take a guy getting shotgunned in the face for you guys to like this game more? Oh, wait. XCOM Enemy Unknown, Chris. Tampax, what would be your nickname at XCOM? I'm guessing Flabbergast.
Nice.
That's accurate. Resident Evil Operation Raccoon City. Travis, nice. One of the worst games of the year. Way to pick up, Travis.
There was a lot of potential there in his defense.
PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale. Jeff and Travis, halfway between nice and Tampax. Surprised, just like everyone else, this game was actually good.
Thank you.
Darksiders 2, Jeff. Oh, fucking woot woot. Every time you over woot, this shit happens. Just look at Mass Effect 3.
This is your doing, Jeff. Thank you.
Let's see. Far Cry 3, Chris, meh. PC version is probably curing your color blindness with how good it looks. That's probably accurate. Wii U, Chris and Travis and Jeff, meh. Don't think those feelings changed since E3. Might have gotten worse. Actually, I think you're right about that. Journey, Travis, Tampax, it's Japanese, so you know it's good. Jenova Chen is Chinese, right? Fucking racist. Nice. Nabushin, I love you, dude. Oh, thank you very much. All right, so that is your Indus Hype Meter for 2013.
Awesome.
Wow. Thanks, Nabushin. That took awesome. Quite a while.
I can't believe it's been a year since we did that.
So worth it, actually.
It was worth it. All right, let's blitz through these last couple emails, and then we'll do new releases questions we can get out of here. So
sounds good.
Jason, why don't you do your email so I can take a break of talking?
There's no blitzing here, but I'll do what I can. Dear Indus, much has been written about the difficulty of getting modern audiences to accept the games of our youth. My wife loves Persona 3, yet she could never look past the dated aesthetics of Chrono Trigger. I'm sure that you all have similar stories of your own. To some degree, I think this is just something that we have to accept. Today's film critics still love classic films from the 50s and 60s, but few would recommend a silent film. The technical limitations on films from that time are too difficult for us to accept today. I think it's the same way with the classics from the nascent era of video gaming. Even I have trouble going back to Phantasy Star 2, for example.
I don't.
You know what? They had a great fucking manual that gave me maps and shit.
106 pages, man.
Goddamn.
Ridiculous.
There was a lot of fucking grinding. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Never mind.
But there are moments in the history of gaming that I want to preserve. I want my children to understand that what an impact Street Fighter 2 had on teenagers when it was first released. I want them to know how shocking it was when Celeste attempted suicide in Final Fantasy VI. I want them to see Super Metroid as a groundbreaking game design masterpiece that it was, rather than one of those Metroidvania games. This could be accomplished in a museum with several exhibits that provide the necessary context for visitors, just as today's museums can do for early film cameras or computers. That's very true. So my question to you folks, imagine that such a museum exists and that each of you has been approached to add one exhibit to the museum. You each have to choose one element of gaming history that you want to preserve. What would you choose, and how would you want it to be displayed? Okay. For example, this is one exhibit that's already in the museum. Step into a full-scale replica of Andy Capp's Tavern circa 1972. It's a real bar tucked away into a corner of the museum. You can actually order beer here, have a drink, have a seat, and feast your eyes on a sparkling clean Pong machine. Here in Andy Capp's Tavern is where the first Pong machine was introduced. Go on, try it yourself. It's an actual working machine, and the bartender will be happy to challenge you to a game when he has a free moment. From there, step out of the bar and into a replica of the Sears electronics department where Home Pong is the hot new thing.
Wow.
That's older than Jeff. Oh my gosh, old. Now it's up to you. Choose a moment in gaming history and choose how you want to display it in the museum. I recommend taking a week to think about this.
Okay, good. Thank you. I was going to say, like, I can't.
This is from MC
now.
Wilson, who always provides class to our podcast. Thank you so much.
Thank you, MC.
Yeah, I definitely want to think about this because that's some.
Why don't we just have that as the question of the week? Because do we have anything for next week?
I was going to say we need to start talking about game of the year.
Thank you. My God, I've forgotten about half the shit I've been like trying to catch up on.
Well, yeah.
So,
no, MC, very thought provoking. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll tell you what, man. Anybody out there that has a comment on that email, we'd love to hear it, regardless of what our question of the week is next week. Yeah. You know, that was a very detailed, you know, email from MC, and that's a pretty cool conversation piece. So, if you guys have any comments on that, please send them to us. Whether it be through email or Indus questions, and we'll go over contact details later in the show.
Please pay attention to that second to last paragraph that started like, for example.
Yeah.
We talked about Andy Capp's Tavern.
That's deep right there too.
I love it.
That's a deep cut, dude. Deep gaming cut right there. All right, cool. So let's do our last email, and this is from Justin Glasser or Glacier. Sorry, Glacier.
No, I like Glacier.
Well. Yeah. His PSN name is Glacier985, but his last name looks like Glasser, G-L-A-S-E-R. So
is it Glacius?
Glacius. There we go. Justin Glacius. That's what we're going to call him.
Okay.
I guess the internet ate my 2013 predictions for dinner since I didn't hear any of them on last week's show. I should mention that I did get his predictions, but they came in Friday instead of Thursday. So I actually have two emails here with predictions that did not get read on last week's show. So we will get to those, in a mailbag type thing, eventually. So
today was a mailbag
thing. I know, but we're running really long, even though we tried to make it short. So,
all right.
We will get to them. I promise. That is too bad because I have no idea what they were, but I do have one. I have one question. I saw a report on Yahoo that Sony could ditch the DualShock controller design for the PS4 for something with biometric touchscreen controls. What is your opinion on this? I for one hate the thought of it. I love the DualShock design and absolutely would hate for it to go away. I could see this backfiring on Sony, which they do so well, and becoming a situation similar to the six-axis debacle. And that is from Justin. What do you guys think?
Interesting. I haven't heard anything about biometrics. DualShock obviously is a very classic, iconic, feels so good. But, I mean, it took us a while to adopt to the DualShock design, I guess, you know? Could be something new out there. Well, that's what the talk is.
Yeah,
but
they say they're talking about something new, but I also read that pretty much all of the controllers that currently work for the PS3 will work for the PS4 as well. So I can't.
It's not going to be a huge deviation.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to see much of a deviation there. And I think that the wireless technology, you know, Bluetooth is going to be the standard. So I think they'll probably stick with that as well. But,
You know, that's just my thought on it. I would definitely hate to see them make new controllers for the PS4 so that none of the old controllers worked, and for them to get rid of physical sticks and do biometric, like touch pads. Oh. That would definitely backfire on them for sure. I have no doubt about that. Cool. Anything else?
I'm just picturing myself inside of Andy Cap's tavern right now.
Oh, are you?
To be honest. Yep.
You know what? His predictions are really short. The other one is a voicemail, so I'll save that one. But his predictions are super short. So here are his. This is actually one of his first emails, too, to us. So number one was Rock Band DLC will come to an end and will go out with a whimper. Gran Turismo is announced for the PS Vita. GTA 5 releases in May, sells a shit ton. Wow, really stretching there, buddy.
High five. You got it.
Yeah. PS Vita price drop announced, including the overpriced memory cards. From your mouth to God's ears. Please let that happen. To Sony's ears, yes. Actually. PS4 announced for 2014 release with no price points given. I can see that.
Ooh, I don't know.
I hate to see number one happen, but it's inevitable. As for the rest, I'm hoping I'm right. And that is from Justin. So thank you, Justin, for your predictions. I'm sorry we didn't get to read them on the show last week.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking more and more we're going to see both consoles released at the end of the year.
You think so?
Yeah.
I guess we'll find out.
Yeah.
I mean, I've thought that that's the way it was going to work. It's just that it's unusual that we're in the year that they're releasing and we haven't heard anything about them.
Yep.
And I'm just, the only thing I can think to myself is just don't pull a Sega. You know, don't go to E3 and say, oh, yeah, don't go to E3 and say, oh, here's our new Xbox and you can get it tomorrow in stores. Oh, that would be horrible. Don't do that.
No, I loved that though. That's the thing is like they kept that shit under wraps and it's like, Saturn said, okay, here's our new shit. It's fucking awesome. Go buy it tomorrow. And I'm like, oh my God, I must kill people. They're going to sell their
for
flesh.
$400.
To go get this. Yeah. That was huge at the time, but.
And that was $400 in 1995. So
I don't know. We don't see shit like that nowadays.
No, we don't. I would
like to see it again. I would like to hear them say, and by the way, it's available for purchase at Toys R Us starting tomorrow. That would be kind of cool.
Be kind of scary. Cool. Well, if that's all the Indus questions, that's all the emails. So shall we move on?
I think so.
Yeah. All right. Let's do some new releases.
Okay, so first off for this week, we have the Hitman HD Trilogy for Xbox 360 and PS3. Now, this seems to be Hitman 2, 3, and 4. Don't know why they didn't start at 1, but, you know, whatever. Also, we have something called Heavy Fire Shattered Spear for 360 and PS3 as well. The cover's got a military dude shooting a rifle, so it looks like some shitty Modern Warfare type of thing, but it's probably terrible. That's why no one's ever heard of the damn thing before. So, on the download side of things, the 360 is getting Skulls of the Shogun. Now, this is a pretty interesting-looking turn-based strategy game. I believe it's also coming out on Windows Phone and Windows 8 only.
Oh, that's weird.
So, it's sort of this weird Microsoft Live tie-in with that sort of stuff. So it's a bit disappointing it's not going to be on PCs for normal people, but there you go. The Vita's getting a couple of games. It's getting Ratchet and Clank Full Frontal Assault, and I believe if you bought the PS3 version, you should automatically get this one for Vita.
For free!
And it's also getting Let's Fish Hooked On, which apparently from the description combines realistic fishing action with fast arcade gameplay, which to me can't be possible, because realistic fishing is anything but fast.
I know!
Anyway, apparently this, I think, is made by... I think it's some like ex-Sega people possibly, because I remember reading people from Sega Bass Fishing worked on it, or one of those.
They made fishing fun.
Good fishing games. So yeah, it's got some sort of weird cutesy anime 12-year-old on the cover, so yeah. Right. There you go with that one. And that looks like it, unless of course you want Sonic and Sega Pals Racing for the PC. So I guess that's probably the last time we have to mention that game, but you know, what else I can put it out on.
All right. The only other thing that I see is for the 3DS, and it looks like they are downloadable games, and it's Bloody Vampire and Witch's Cat. No, they're not coming out?
I'm just saying nope.
Oh, don't buy them. So, pick of the week.
Tough call.
I got nothing.
I've already bought Ratchet and Clank Full Frontal.
Oh, did you?
And I've been eagerly anticipating the Vita version.
Okay. Oh, you bought the PS3 version?
Yeah, the PS3 version just for this. And it was like $15-$20. Totally worth it. It's very skewed towards multiplayer. Single player, you're going to have a rough time with it, but it's still a pretty damn good game. So that is my pick, I think, especially with cross-buy shit.
All right, cool. Yeah, I'll agree with that. But I would say that if you're going to get it, then just go and buy the actual PS3 game and just get it for free. It's only $20, exactly. So go do that.
Yep.
All right. Jeff, did you have one?
Dead Space 3.
Uh-oh.
Is that out?
Okay. That is out next weekend, isn't it?
No.
I just figured he just didn't mention it because it was like a...
I think it's the week after.
Yeah, I didn't see it. So
what's
I don't think it's next week.
What's the date next weekend? Or next week? Yeah, I think it might be the week after.
Yeah, it's February, right?
I think it's February.
Jeff wants you to hold on to your monies.
and save it for Dead Space.
Yeah, there you go.
Save it for Dead Space.
Cool. All right, let's move on. Question of the week. You want to do Game of the Year next week?
God, please.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. Let's make it happen.
You want to do Game of the Year? So it's one. Okay, yeah, let's just do it. Fucking get out of the way.
Yeah, so
can we do it on a Friday then? Can we look into see if we can do it on a Friday?
Yes, I definitely need to do it on a Friday if we're going to do Game of the Year.
Let's do it live.
We can do that. We can try it.
Oh my god.
We can
wheels are turning. Okay.
we can Google Plus that shit. We can hang out that.
Yeah.
Hang it out. Do it. Hang out.
Oh, there's a really cute sales rep for Google Plus. Her name is Rachel. Shout outs. You were fucking hot. I know you're not listening to this, so I can say that.
I'm gonna send her a message and say that she was mentioned on our podcast.
What's up?
What's up?
Yeah.
All right. So next week we're going to be doing Game of the Year. So, send us your top 5 games of the year. How about that? Does that sound good?
Sure.
And we'll go through them.
I like it.
We will see how this goes. We may end up splitting this into two shows on the fly, depending on how long it takes.
Yeah, depending how long it goes.
So we will discuss that and check out Retroids because we'll probably discuss it and then put details up in the question of the week thread on Retroids as of it's got to be up there if you guys are listening to this. So go check out Retroids and find out. If you want to answer the question of the week, you send us an email. That address is email@interactivedistractions.com.
All lowercase.
Send us a voicemail as well. That address, that number is 706-760-4337.
All numbers, no letters.
Check us out on Twitter. We are Indus Podcast, and you can check us out individually as well. I am Indus Chris. Jason is Unistrike, and Jeff is Indus Geoff.
G-E-O-F-F.
You damn right.
Yeah.
Facebook, Steam, and Google Plus. Just search for Interactive Distractions and you will find us. And if you are on Retroids, come over to Retroids and join the community and get involved and make sure to check out our question of the week thread so you guys know what's going on for next week.
If you motherfuckers got a Zune, let's talk. I want to buy one.
That's all I've got. You guys have anything else before we wrap up and get out of here?
No, I'm good.
Okay. You want to talk about Zune again in a second, Jason?
Fucking Mad Dog McCree, go buy that shit. I just bought an avatar for 49 cents.
Did you buy that dynamic theme?
I am. Ooh. You should link that in the show notes.
Jason sends us a link to this dynamic theme where it's a woman in like a bra, like with her arms underneath her boobs, and she just like shakes them back and forth and looks at them. Look, them are boobs.
This is Dynamic Flirty Girl 5. I've never seen the first. Four, but I kind of want to know. That's an amazing theme.
Oh my goodness. Thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, please tell a few friends about us. And if you're on iTunes or Zune Marketplace, please leave us a review. I did want to say one more thing. I totally forgot. The latest beta release of the Indus app has gone out. This is the final feature set for my release candidate. So once we get this beta tested and get the bugs out, I've already gotten a couple of reports that I'm going to be looking into. I will be making it an open beta, and then it will make it onto the Android market. So that's just to give you guys an idea. So you guys look for that hopefully pretty soon. It's been a long time coming, and it's been a long time being worked on. So I apologize for the delay. So until next week, my name's Chris.
I'm Jason.
And I'm Jeff.
Play your games, and we'll talk to you next week.